This is the NTT IndyCar Series. From the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
The IMS road course is a very good track, I think, to race in.
You look at the schedule and kind of can't help but get a little excited for Indy GP just because we've gone well there from Indy Lights to IndyCar.
I'd probably say it's the most European track you guys have over here.
You know, can't help but feel some warm and fuzzies when I think about that place.
With live flag-to-flag coverage, this is the IndyCar Radio Network.
It's May at Indy, and as always, Mother Nature has a hand in the festivities. Welcome to the GMR IndyCar Grand Prix, but again, this is the road course, which means a level playing field among the 27 starters for the race today. Will Powers made his sixth pole run Friday here at the GMR Grand Prix, but will he get his sixth win? Stay with us. We will have the answer to that and all of the other questions. This is Mark James, and this is the GMR IndyCar Grand Prix on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. Welcome back. Hopefully within 30 minutes or so, green flag will fly on the GMR Grand Prix. Among the starters today, Jack Harvey, who Ryan Marine has a pretty good brief, but pretty good history here at the GMR Grand Prix.
No question about it. Lone podium in Jack Harvey's NTT IndyCar Series career happened here. You've had front row starts here on the road course. New team for you, though, this year. Has some of that carried over? It seems like the pace has been pretty strong for you in the Hy-Vee Honda for Rahal Letterman-Lanigan.
Yeah, I think it's been a good weekend for us so far with everybody at RLL. Obviously, the rain today changes that a little bit, but, you know, if nothing else, the 45 Hy-Vee Honda has had a, you know, big improvement this weekend, and I think just more time together with the team, trying to get the car the way I like it as well, has been, you know, really beneficial. And obviously, coming to the road course at IMS is a track I have gone well at, and just want to keep trying to nudge it forward here if we can.
I have to say, when we came on air just a couple minutes ago, no raindrops, a wet track, but now we're starting to feel some of those big raindrops.
Yeah.
What does that do to the calculus for today?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, the longer it rains, the more wet it's going to be at the start, I guess, really. I don't really know what that means. You know, so I'm heading down to chat to the guys quick before we jump in the cars and, you know, just trying to understand what the options are going to be now for today, what the strategy is, and honestly, like, what we think the weather's going to do. I think this second bit of rain probably was in the forecast. I don't think it's a surprise right now, but same as anybody, just, you know, we're trying to do the best we can in a very fluid situation.
A lot of questions, of course, about the aero screen in the wet. It's never raced in the wet. We know there's been some testing done in the rain. Have you ever run the aero screen in wet conditions?
I was trying to think about that the other day. I think we all did a few laps maybe in Kota at the start of the 2020 season, which, I mean, we'll have a lot more answers today, certainly. But, yeah, again, that's just one of them unknowns. I think the screen's done an awesome job so far, and I mean, certainly I hope it does a good job this afternoon too.
Appreciate the time. We'll let you go find some shelter somewhere with a little bit more rain coming down. That's Jack Harvey.
Thank you, Ryan. Driver analyst Davey Hamilton joins us now, and Davey, for those that had some concerns about how they managed or did not properly manage their reds in qualifying, this wet racetrack kind of takes that out of the equation for them, huh?
Yeah, throws it out the window, doesn't it, Mark? Obviously no red softer tires when it comes to rain tires. It's rain tires safe for everybody, so strategies on an even playing field if it stays wet the whole time. I mean, this could be, if it starts drying out, we've seen a Barber with Indy Lights cars. It started off wet, then it got dry, and then they're not set up to make pit stops. These cars are, so it's going to be really interesting right now. Now, they're bringing them out. The cars are coming out on the grid, so, you know, I think it's exciting. It's the first time we have had the opportunity to see these cars with the windscreens in the rain, as Ryan said, so it's a, you know, that's going to be new for everybody.
Been a while since we've been in this position in any NTT IndyCar Series race, for sure. One of the things that I always find exciting is if you get a window and the track starts to dry and you're out there on those wets, it's really entertaining to watch them look for wet spots on the racetrack, because those tires do not fit well with dry pavement.
No, they go away very rapidly. I mean, the rubber is so soft on the rain tires. When you get heat in them, they just do not work. So you're right. They try to keep them cool as possible. Now, they have good grip for a while, but you got to keep them cool, and that's why they look for those wet spots.
Let's hear from Graham Rahal. Ryan Marine, he'll roll off 12th.
And he's one of those drivers that talked to us yesterday about not being sure the tire situation was the way you wanted it to be, Graham. You mentioned the flat spot you had during the qualifying run. Does rain play into your hands then and even the playing field a little bit?
Well, it just depends. You know, we could go out and you know, and it be wet for like two or three laps, and then it'll be an all red race home, and that's actually maybe a little bit worse for us. So it just depends, but we'll see how it goes. I think it's, you know, this will be exciting for the fans, clearly. You know, we haven't run in the rain in a long time. Excited for what's ahead. I think, you know, even on us, we'll just try some different stuff. Try strategy-wise, in the position that we're in, we've got two good sets of reds. It's just the third. What do we do? And, you know, do we try to run it in some sort of configuration?
What do we do? That is really the question, especially I wonder about setup-wise. What do you think of there? Are you going with kind of a hybrid wet-dry setup? Do you gamble one way or the other based on the schedule and the weather? I mean, what options are available?
Try to run it pretty well like our dry car for now, because I do think that phases of this race are going to be dry. So, and I mean, you know, frankly, I'm looking over your shoulder over, you know, to the west, and there's some blue sky I see. So, yes, and then if I look towards, obviously, you can look towards the airport, it is dark as can be. So God knows what we're about to get. You know, but I would just start kind of more of a dry setup. You take a little bit of front wing adjustment, I think, for us, probably add a little bit based on our past experience with the tire. Change the brake bias a little bit and let her fly.
Let her fly. That's the plan. A trip into the unknown coming up for the NTT IndyCar Series. Rob Blackman will be joining me in the pit lane. Rob, who have you caught up with?
Colton Herta. He rolls off P14. I'll ask the same question you've been asking a lot, Ryan. The new aero screen package. Have you ever run, Colta, in the rain with that aero screen?
Only tested, which isn't going to give you any insight. You know, I never had any spray in front of me in it. We did a qualifying session in 2020, and it is a little wet, but not really. And this is quite a bit more wet with, it seems, maybe a bit more rain coming. So, yeah, a little bit of an unknown. I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I hope it's all good and you can see and it'll be fine. But this is one thing that the aero screen has been unproven in, so it'll be interesting to see.
But one thing about the aero screen being unproven, it is an equal playing field for everyone, because this will be the first time for all the drivers, correct?
Yeah, and I mean the first time for a lot of the IndyCar drivers to run a wet race since, geez, I don't know, 2019 maybe? We've been very lucky with weather and it's been dry, so it'll be interesting to how everybody gets on with it. I'm excited, you know, I haven't run in the rain in a long time, and if I was starting up at the front, I probably wouldn't be as excited, but we got to get some moves done, and we're starting 14th. So, yeah, it'd be exciting.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Ryan Marine.
Bato Award will start fifth. He's giving thumbs up, getting some high fives, taking selfies with the fans on the walk to the pit box. But we can't help but notice there was some rain dripping down on us. Bato, what does that make you think?
Man, I think it's going to make things very interesting. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of different guys doing very different strategies. You know, is it wet enough for wets? It is wet. I don't know how long it'll stay there, though. I think there's going to be a dry line pretty soon. And, you know, I think it's going to have to be react to what the weather and Mother Nature's throwing at you and seeing how the track's reacting, honestly. I don't have the best answer for you either.
Nobody does.
I got to go out and feel it.
Who makes the call ultimately on what you're going to do at the start of the race? Is it a team effort, or do you as a driver have a pretty big say in what you're going to be dealing with when the green flag falls?
I think it's a little bit of both, man. Both the team and myself have to make sure that we're making the right calls, because, you know, one bad call can really put you back. So, yeah, I mean, because then it can get dry, and then in five more minutes, then it starts raining again, and it makes everything wet. It's just, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what it's going to be all about.
We are, too. We're looking forward to it. Good luck, my friend. That's Pato Award, Rob.
I'm with a pole sitter, Will Power. The $64 million question of the day is the rain. How does that affect this afternoon?
Yeah, a lot. Strategy-wise, I mean, we'll see how wet it gets. I mean, it's obviously starting completely wet, but after that, yeah, it's anyone's guess. So we just have to be on our toes.
Starting from the front, as you will, knowing that rain is probably going to be a concern, especially with the aero screen package and no one having driven in it. Rain obviously in your face as it's coming off of other cars. It certainly has to be to your advantage to be out front and not taking everyone else's wake, correct?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a good spot to start, no question, man. And then, yeah, see what we can do after that.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Davey Hamilton, a lot of head scratching going on. The unknown, and as Colton Herta said, and we talked about it, I mean, he's one of those guys that's kind of happy with the conditions because he feels like that this gives him an opportunity to move up.
You just don't know, right, Mark? I mean, they're I love it because it is the unknown, and this is a question that I've been anxious to get answered for a long time. How are you going to be able to see through these windscreens? Is it going to be okay? Is it going to be very difficult? Is it going to be possible? That's another thing. Maybe it could get to a point where these drivers can absolutely not see. I don't think that's going to be the situation, but we just don't know yet.
Well, insight continues from the drivers. Rolling off 11th today, Scott McLaughlin, Rob Blackman.
Rolling off 11th, currently second in the standings. It is Scott McLaughlin standing beside me. We're asking you the same question we've asked every other driver to this point. Mother Nature, how does she affect this one here today?
Well, plenty. I mean, it's going to be an interesting start here. Just, with the rain, it's going to dry off pretty quickly if it doesn't rain again, but it's currently dropping, a little bit. So, first open wheel race in the rain, so it's going to be interesting. But, today is going to be a big points day, trying to, capitalize what we can. There's going to be stuff happen, and hopefully we're in the right place, right time.
Fun in the rain. Good luck.
Can't wait.
Ryan Marine.
Felix Rosenquist will start sixth. I saw you getting your helmets ready. You've got two different ones there. Are there different visors for different conditions, or what were you working on?
Yeah, exactly. We have one with clear visor, one with dark visor, and it's definitely going to be the clear, I think. We're not really used to this situation because we haven't had a wet race with aero screens, so all the helmet cooling stuff is kind of like question mark at this point. So I think we just have to kind of go out like we go out in the dry, and then if we're getting like flooded with water, you just have to like pull out the hose or something. Yeah, interesting to see. I think it'll be fun. It's not that wet, so it'll probably be pretty grippy, I think. And if it stops raining, it's going to dry up really quick because it's still very warm. So, let's see what happens here.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
Rob?
Callum Ilott rolls off P7. You were oh so tantalizingly close to being in the top six yesterday, the Firestone Fast Six. But number seven isn't all bad, certainly. What about the rain, and how will that affect this race today in your mind?
I'm British, so it's normal for me. I guess even though I haven't ever done a start in IndyCar in the rain, hopefully it'll be all right. We'll see. I think it should liven things up a bit. Honestly, with how warm it's been, I think the track will dry quite quickly, but it just depends on what the weather is, because I think there's a bit more coming in, a bit more rain. So we'll see, but quality was good yesterday, cars fast. I got a British engineer, I'm British, so, rain.
It's just a part of it,
should
right?
Should be good.
Hey, so much talk about the aero screen package, and this will be the first time, and certainly not just for you, but quite frankly, everyone involved in IndyCar, to race in the rain with that package. How does it? Have you talked about the potential effects either way?
You don't have a choice. You have to deal with it. So if it's not good, it's not good. You drive. If it is good, brilliant. But that's life,
I love the straightforward answer. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Ryan Marine.
Christian Lundgaard, we spoke to you yesterday, and you said, I hope it rains. Well, your wish is Mother Nature's command. You excited?
Oh, absolutely. I think my first international go-kart win was in the wet. The same for my first car race. So why don't make it the first IndyCar win as well? I'm looking forward. I've never driven this car in the wet, so I'm looking forward to see how it handles and just enjoying.
What do you think about this track in the wet? Do you have any sense for what kind of grip level might be available to you? And you're shaking your head no, so how do you approach a corner going in at the start having no idea what to expect when you get there?
To go to have fun. I mean, I've raced in the wet before, so I've got some sort of a benchmark for myself. I've never been at this track in the wet, so it's going to be exciting for sure.
Congratulations on a great starting spot. You got your wish from Mother Nature. Now, hopefully, you get that win. Best of luck today, all right?
Thank you so much.
That's Christian Lundgaard.
Thank you, guys. Six out of the top 10, Davey, in terms of the Manufacturers Championship. Six of the top 10 for this race belong to Chevrolet. They currently have the lead in the battle for the Manufacturers title, 365 to 283 over Honda.
Yeah, you're right. And an edge that they haven't had for a while, Mark. It's been a while since they've led that championship, and they're hungry for it. They know they want it. They've worked hard over the winter time to make sure that their teams have the advantage in the engine. So, yeah, it's going to be a good run.
Let's hear from the driver that will start on the front row alongside Will Power, your current series points leader and defending series champion, Alex Below.
Alex Below, the question I'm asking everyone, I'll ask you as well. Mother Nature, how does she affect things today? How does she shake it up here?
Oh, she's shaking the day up a lot, like timetable changes, setup changes, driving light changes. But it's fun. I think it's going to be a fun race. I hope it doesn't rain a lot so we can just see, which is want to run in the wet, but be able to see, and also for the fans to be able to enjoy this beautiful Saturday. So, yeah, I think it should be good. We've been good in the rain in the past, not in IndyCar, first time. I'm doing a race in IndyCar in the wet, but should be fun starting up front.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, guys, great stuff. Ryan Marine and Rob Blackman getting us the input and insight on many of the field of 27 set to roll off a little bit later. Pre-race festivities continue, moving ever closer to the command and the green flag. Time now for the HPD Engineering Update with Ryan Marine.
Wayne Gross is the HPD Manager of Trackside Support, and he joins us for the HPD Engineering Update. Wayne, we're going into the first race of two very important ones in the month of May at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Honda seeking the first win of the season, but you do have the driver leading the point standings at this stage. It's an interesting position to be in. How would you assess the start to the year?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, everyone at HPD admits that this isn't the start of the season we'd like to see, not what we expect of ourselves. It's been a rough start, but yeah, Alex Blow's leading the driver's championship, just due to great racecraft and strategy on the team's part. And not what we expect of ourselves, and we'll keep pushing to get back to our winning ways.
This month of May, of course, so important for everyone, but certainly so for HPD. What are your expectations for first the GMR Grand Prix and then the Indianapolis 500?
Yeah, the Grand Prix is always a tough one. Will Power and Penske seem to have this place down, but the month of May, the 500 is our number one priority every year, and we've got full focus ahead and expect to build on the strong seasons and results the past couple years.
Wayne, thanks for the time and good luck this week.
Yep, thank you.
That's the HPD Engineering Update.
IndyCar at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway moving full speed ahead in the race for equality and change. Time now to check in with Louisa Mazur in this week's segment of On Track with Diversity presented by Gallagher Insurance.
Thanks, Mark. Ron Jordan is the CEO of the Jordan Hospitality Group and earlier this year acquired all 20 Indiana Donato's Pizza locations, making him the brand's largest traditional franchise partner and the largest minority-owned franchise partner in the chain's history. Ron, how are you and Donato's working to make a difference in the community?
To be honest with you, the first thing I did when I got here was try to galvanize as many of the biggest corporate sponsor opportunities that we had, right? You guys, the Pacers, the Colts, and other big names that were here in the city. My main initiative was to really find a way to enrich black and brown youth. That's my big passion project. So we got together on that, and then we got to talk about how, you know, some of the programs that we have are going to uplift the community and be able to kind of tie it in directly with some of the stuff you guys do at Penske Entertainment Group.
For you, what does it mean to have, you know, Donato's partner up with IndyCar and IMS for the Race for Equality and Change?
It means a lot. To be honest with you, I have never been to a race before, so this is my first time. And I can
checking
tell
off
you,
the bucket check, list.
Exactly, checking off the bucket list, and I can't wait for the 500 to come around because I'm very excited about that. But the one thing, culturally speaking, I can say is being an African-American male, it's not something that we really talk about growing up, right? It's football, it's basketball, baseball, the big majors. We don't talk about race car driving because it's just not something that's brought up to us, you know, in our youth. It's a little different here in Indianapolis because it's so centric around the 500, right? But being from the Midwest and in Columbus, it's all about other sports. So for me, it's important that, you know, I was able to come in and join you all because we're giving, I think, a voice to a sport that has so much potential and opportunity for diversity and inclusion. And I'm glad just to be a part of that with what you guys are doing here in the community.
On Track with Diversity is brought to you by Gallagher. For 95 years, in communities across the globe, Gallagher's insurance, risk management, and consulting solutions have helped businesses face their future with confidence. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. To learn more, visit AJG.com.
No question, Davey Hamilton. The one fortunate thing about being on this road course is that, boy, if this was in any way connected to the Indianapolis 500, it'd be a long way.
A long way, yeah. Definitely don't go on. We don't do ovals in rain, that's for sure. I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but not a wise thing to do. And so Abel, with the tires that Firestone's furnished for these teams and drivers, they work really good. It's amazing how fast and how much grip that you can actually get on a wet racetrack with these rain tires. Downfall with them, they're really, really soft. So a full rain race, does that mean that they may, even if it's wet, does that mean that they may have to pit more than they normally would just to get good tires on because they're losing lap time? We're yet to see. Or will it dry out? Like some of these drivers think, hey, it's going to be some dry time as well. So when you get that dry line, if you remember back in Detroit, Marco Andretti was a wet race there, Mark, and Marco Andretti was the first one to put the dry tires on. Yep. The track was still pretty wet. He did a well of a job of being able to stay on the track, but man, he was fast in the dry spots, but there was just too many wets. But it almost paid off for him. So that's another tricky thing. When do you put those dries on if the track starts drying up?
So the question is for the driver. You give us kind of an overview. How much different are things going to feel for these drivers in these cars in terms of braking and acceleration and handling and steering and things of that nature? And what is it going to feel like when the grip on those rain tires start to go away? Because they wear out too, right?
Oh, absolutely they wear out. Now, you need to keep them wet. That helps save them, but they do wear out quicker than the standard slicks that we run. But what they're going to, it's probably, I'm going to guess, it's 7-8 seconds a lap difference. So it sounds like a lot, but it's still not. You're still on that edge. You're still fighting those cars around here, getting it sideways, and you just don't know. That's what these drivers, they haven't driven these cars with the canopies on this wet surface. They don't know what their braking zones are going to be. They don't know what the track feels like. There's a lot of rubber underneath on this racetrack, and that rain is really slick when it gets on the rubber on the track.
Definite three-stopper. Does this change that at all?
Well, it could. Like I say, if your tires are wearing out too fast and you're losing so much time, you may want to come in just for tires, not so much for fuel.
So as they head toward turn number one, Will Powers said it. He is in the spot. There's no question.
Yeah. You would have been in that front row. So him and Plo, they things are looking good for them. From their back, you just don't know what to expect with all the mists, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a wild time. And then the farther back you go, if you can't see the braking in front of you, that means you can get in trouble.
Simon Pagenaud, the first winner here, 2014. Will Power, meanwhile, trying to go back to back. Let's go trackside.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask you to please rise and move your hats as the Indiana National Guard Joint Armed Forces Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Please remain standing as Mark Skydema of Pennington Park Church offers today's invocation.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gifts of grace and mercy that you lavish on all of us consistently. Father, even the gift of this day is one small evidence of your grace to us. Father, our nation is moving towards greater disconnection and disunity, and so I pray for leaders on every level that you would grant them wisdom to help us move towards a common ground. And Father, I pray that you would give each of us grace and kindness as we engage with each other. Father, the world is being torn apart by war. I pray that you would protect the innocent, that you would defend the defenseless, and that you would bring justice where there is injustice. And now, Father, I pray for the race today. Would you protect each of these teams and drivers as they compete? Father, hold off the rain too, we pray. And I ask these things in the precious name of Jesus, my Savior. Amen.
Here today to honor America with the national anthem, please welcome Artistic Director of the Indiana Jazz Fest, Rob Dixon.
Thank you.
command to start engines at 3:40. Green flag, 3:46 at the GMR IndyCar Grand Prix. All right, 2.4 miles, a little over that, in fact, 14 turns, 5 left, 9 right. They are out of the elements with the thousands that have converged upon this fabulous facility and the guy that has the hot spot, Michael Young, who's high atop turn one. Hello, Michael.
Well, good afternoon, Mark Janes, and race fans always making the best of a bad situation. On the coolers below me, I see the Do Not Sit Here decals that we adorn the grandstand seats back in 2020 here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and keeping in good faith that we have moved past that portion of our existence, they have adorned those on their coolers. It is not the best of conditions we have ever seen at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for this road course, but not the worst. I will have a very tedious task calling this field down into turn number one. From what I can see, most of the front straightaway obviously wet, but not to the point where there are standing puddles. The wettest portion of this track after they make that right-hander into turn number one, sweep through turn number two, there is a lot of standing water, mostly to the outside of the distance between turns number two and turns number three, about 200 yards or so. The field will then sweep into turn number three. That's a tight turn, a right-hander, and then they'll make their way to turn number four. That's even tighter. The key here is to get as much clean racetrack as you can. Brake and accelerate at that right point so you can get good momentum as you make your way onto Holman Boulevard. Before you reach Holman Boulevard, I can see some standing water in the place we call the switchback. A quick left-hander, right-hander, which are turns five and turn six. After they clear that area, they will streak down Holman Boulevard. We call that the backstretch, where they will come into the view of our very own Nick Yeoman. Going to be a fun one, a tedious one, but a fun one, Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, Michael, best of luck on that opening lap, because there is no doubt the spray behind the first couple cars is going to be blinding, and I'll be able to see them as they go away towards turn number one. But as Michael talked about, down Holman Boulevard, it's the infield portion of the racetrack that we'll be covering, and there is no doubt, as Michael touched on, the conditions are not ideal, but quite honestly, we're at the corner of 16th and Georgetown. It is the racing capital of the world, and there is no other place I think we'd rather be for an IndyCar race. It is Holman Boulevard, the stretch of road that cuts the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in half. It's used normally around the year as a service road to get where you need to go. As for today, well, it's a straightaway, and it sets up a great passing point of turn number seven. It's a left-hand 90-degree corner. Then they'll start to navigate the part of the racetrack you'll hear to us refer to today as the S's. It's two left-hand turns, two right-hand turns. It's 7, 8, 9, and 10. They'll use the blue and white curbing to the inside and hopefully stay off of the grass. That hasn't been the case all weekend with practice and qualifying. After they leave turn number 10, they'll streak in front of the turn two suites, and they'll come to the view of Jake Query. Jake, I can see fans already on the edge of their seats there in the suites. They're all looking forward to racing here in the wet conditions at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Indeed, Nick, hoping it will be worth the wait here in the southeast section of this famed 2.5 mile oval is where I am perched atop the southeast vista. It is turn number two of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the oval, but it is turn 10, as you had mentioned, Nick, in terms of a long, sweeping, right-handed turn. Technically speaking, there's a slight kink there that is also turn number 11. That puts them back onto the oval heading towards the west on the south end of this track before a right-handed turn that is turn number 12. We will call it a dichotomy of illumination here in this area of the racetrack because they will go into what's left of any sunlight here. It is mostly overcast, but this portion of the racetrack, Mark Janes, is starting to dry up just a bit. You can actually see to the eye, I can, in turn number 10, the areas that are dry in the driving line. That will be one of the strategies that come into play as they will be on the wet tires. When exactly do they go to the slicks? That is one of the things that will be fun to watch here as this race unfolds. But we have, just like the race fans, waited it out, and we're back to basically the original start time, Mark, as we get set to watch racing here on the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
And once they clear Jake's view, 13 and 14, two very important parts of the racetrack at the south end. You want to carry all the speed you can up to turn number 14 to make the long haul up that 5/8 of a mile front straightaway. Let's go back to Nick Yeoman, anchor of the Indy Lights presented by Cooper Tire. And Nick, pretty compelling race was underway earlier today, but Mother Nature intervened, and we hope to get that in later this afternoon.
Yeah, doubleheader weekend for the Indy Lights Series presented by Cooper Tires. Yesterday, Daniel Frost from Singapore scored his first career win. Today's race has been led so far, and I say so far because we're not quite done, by Linus Lundqvist. After 14 laps, the IndyCar Series, Indy Lights decided to red flag flag the event. That's when the severe weather came in. So you're absolutely right, Mark. We will restart that race. That's the tentative plan. Once the conclusion of the GMR Grand Prix, with 21 laps to go, it'll be Linus Lundqvist and Matthew Brabham, a young man who's made an Indy 500 start here. Those will be the drivers that will restart 1-2 when we go racing again. It's round number 4 of the Indy Light Series presented by Cooper Tires.
Discussion about points of the championship, Davey, will last until the Twin Checkers fly today. After that, full focus on the Indianapolis 500, but the top 8 in points separated by just 43 coming into this race.
Yeah, outstanding points championship right off. We've had several different winners, although Penske's really kind of ruled the win category, but with different drivers. So this race is going to be very important. When this checker falls, like you said, it's focused not on so much the points, but the biggest race in the world.
It's interesting to note that Penske has ruled the roost in terms of wins, but yet Alex Palou, with no wins, leads by 3 points. It's time to go trackside for the most famous words in motorsports here at IMS.
And race fans, it's time for those most famous words in motorsports. Here to give the command, please welcome the Grand Marshal, Indiana Pacers point guard Tyrese Halliburton.
Drivers, start your engines!
Fantastic, he's riding on board.
Now let's meet the starting lineup for the GMR Grand Prix.
Here's today's NTT IndyCar Series starting lineup. Row 14.
Jimmy Johnson, United States.
Row 13.
Dalton Kellett, Canada.
Tatiana Calderon, Colombia.
Row 12.
David Malukas, United States.
Juan Pablo Montoya, Bogota, Colombia.
Row 11.
Kyle Kirkwood, United States.
Scott Dixon, New Zealand.
Row 10.
Simon Pagenaud, France.
Helio Castroneves, Brazil.
Row 9.
Marcus Ericsson, Sweden.
Devlin DeFrancesco, Canada.
Row 8.
Alexander Rossi, United States.
Rinus VK, the Netherlands.
Row 7.
Colton Herta, United States.
Takuma Sato, Japan.
Row 6.
Graham Rahal, United States of America.
Scott McLaughlin, New Zealand.
Row 5.
Romain Grosjean, France.
Jack Harvey, United Kingdom.
Row 4.
Christian Lundgaard, Denmark.
Callum Mylott, United Kingdom.
Row 3.
Felix Rosenqvist, Sweden.
Patricio Ward, Monterrey, Mexico.
Row 2.
Connor Daly, United States.
Joseph Newgarden, United States.
On the outside of row 1.
Alex Palou, Spain.
And starting on the pole.
Will Power, Australia.
All right, as the cars exit pit road, make the first of a couple of circuits around here before we go green. Let's get one final time the thoughts and impressions of our pit reporters, see what they'll be keeping their eye on today. Let's start with Rob Blackman.
Mark James, of all the pit boxes I'll have my eyes on this afternoon, I'll be clearly focused on that of the pole sitter, Will Power. Remember, he won the Grand Prix here in Indianapolis in 2018, and this year he's 4-for-4 in top 4 finishes. But he's the only Penske driver without a win this season. Let's see if that changes this afternoon. I think it will. Now down to my pit reporter partner, Ryan Marine.
Hey, thanks, Rob. And yes, I've got my eye just on this pit lane itself. So crucial to the outcome of any race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We know that's true for the Indy 500. It's also true for the GMR Grand Prix. Just 1 year ago, Jack Harvey looked like he might have the race in the bag until a miscue on pit lane cost him a chance at a good finish on the Indy road course. This road course also features two distinct surfaces. Asphalt in the fast lane, if you will, but it's concrete where these cars pit, and keep in mind it is still damp on this pit lane. That will mean different grip levels as they transition from the fast lane to their pit boxes, so keep an eye on that as we head into the first round of pit stops.
Dalton Kellett a little delayed getting started, and unfortunately that kind of blocked the road for his teammate Tatiana Calderon, but both are underway.
Yeah, both on there. Matter of fact, and ironically, they're so late, the two-seater Mario Andretti is actually ahead of them in the lineup right now, so Mario's going to have to let them by to catch up to the field. Mark, one thing I've noticed when they left the pit area, a lot of smoke coming off those tires. You know what that means? It's getting dry.
That's right. And the field starts to form up a little bit now. They start to gather up a little bit. Michael Young, Got to give credit to a lot of hardy race fans because that grandstand in front of you is packed.
Stan J is what we call it here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Indeed, you are correct, Mark James. The fans have come out in droves for this GMR Grand Prix. Seeing a little bit of rooster tails, Nick Yeoman, off the back of these cars, but not as bad as I expected. Again, we're not to green flag conditions yet, but the field slowly snaking their way through turn number four. The pace car has the field under tow as they make their way through the switchback of turns five and six. Whatever you're going to say about the weather, I know one thing. It's going to be a thriller here today in Indianapolis.
Here's a sentence I never thought I'd say. Dalton Kellett, Tatiana Calderon, and Mario Andretti just went three wide down Holman Boulevard as those two competitors streaked past the legend in the two-seater. They're trying to catch up to the back of this field. There's no doubt, Michael, you're absolutely right, that the rooster tails are not nearly as prevalent as what we are used to with a truly soaked racetrack. So these parade laps, these pace laps, so very important because, Jake Query, there is no doubt each and every one of these drivers right now, they're asking themselves that same question. How wet is the racetrack right now, and will it get dry enough where we can jump on those dry tires? This is going to be a fascinating opening stanza of this race.
And what's interesting is if you're at the bottom of the racetrack exiting turn number 11, working your way onto the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Oval, you're in a line of very moist track. As a matter of fact, some rooster tails come up. But if you want to go high to avoid that, then you of course run the risk of that exterior, that outside wall. So there is some strategy that comes in and some tiptoeing that goes with that. But one line, it seems like, went through trying to spray up Mark James as much of that moisture as possible before we go racing.
And there is little doubt, Davey Hamilton, as we get the one to go sign at the line, there is little doubt there are some portions of this track, like this main straightaway, that are still plenty wet and producing rooster tails, and there are some that are really starting to
dry. Really, what's going to happen, the tires are going to wear out really rapidly. There's parts of this racetrack, as you said, Mark, even the drivers going down the front straightaway are really trying to find that wet part of the racetrack to keep these Firestone rain tires cool so they don't wear out. So they find out where, you know, to make sure that they have a good traction when the green comes out.
Will Power, Alex Palou is there on the front row. Newgarden, Connor Daly, row number two. Pottle Award, Felix Rosenquist, Callum Ilott, Christian Lundgaard in row number four. And row five, Jack Harvey, Roman Grosjean. Those are your top ten. And again, Tatiana Calderon and Dalton Kellett are still trying to catch the field. And they slow up a little bit. So, Michael Young, they're in the north end still. The field actually starting to exit turn number five. Are those final two cars able to catch that field yet?
They just caught them right now. So, Jimmy Johnson was the tail end. Now, Dalton Kellett and Tatiana Calderon have caught the rear of the field. Going to be an exciting start, Mark James, as the field now starts to bunch up. Nick Yeoman, they're in your view, making their way through the south end.
Yep, pace car is in the S's, about two to three car lengths ahead of Will Power. It will begin to accelerate. And Jake Query, we will start to see him stack up 27 cars in rows of two.
That car of Pata Award, his teammate Felix Rosenquist running fifth and sixth. That papaya orange of McLaren really pops out here underneath these overcast skies. Will Power has just to his left right now, which will be driver outside Alex Palou, as they start to form into rows of two. As they work their way, the front of the field does, into turn number 12. They negotiate that right-hander, then will pause for just a little bit, start to accelerate off of turn number 13. Their next right-handed turn, they'll be on the straightaway. And Mark James, once again, they'll be racing here in May in Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
It's an honor and a privilege to call anything here at the world's greatest race course. This is the 2022 GMR Grand Prix, and the green flag flies as it's a drag race north along the straightaway. Will Power with the advantage toward turn number one.
First ever wet race with this aero screen. The big mover, Joseph Newgarden, looks inside his teammate Will Power. He will think better of it. We see Alex Palou. He will tuck behind Will Power further back. Christian Lundgaard will run off track. He will lose several positions, but the battle is on for second. Joseph Newgarden trying to get around Alex Palou. Will Power will lead the field through turn number three, and now the charged by Alex Palou. Two car lengths behind Will Power. They make their way through the switchback of five and six. Palou with a big run.
He got a nice charge to the switchback, and the IndyCar champion's going to go to the outside. Joseph Newgarden's going to entertain, making it three wide. Palou's going to nose ahead to the race lead. Power's going to be sandwiched in the middle, and he's going to fall all the way to third. Here comes Pato Award. He'll get around Power and Newgarden to move to second, but the race leader is Alex Palou into turn 10.
And Palou has Pato Award just behind him. Now Will Power's going to push Joseph Newgarden Newgarden into the grass. Put Power to third. Newgarden has to check up. Rosenquist got by him. So too did Connor Daly. And now the leader is going to be Pata Award into turn number 12. Got inside of Alex Palou. Pata Award has taken the lead here on the road course in lap number one at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He has Alex Palou, two car lengths behind him. Mark James in action pack lap number one.
No team orders early on, clearly, between Team Penske, Will Power, and Joseph Newgarden getting together. So it's the leader is Pato Award with a strong move in front of Nick Yeoman, but he's already back in front of Michael Young.
From fifth to first, Young Pato Award. Now the big move is Will Power trying to look to the inside of Alex Palou, starting to already see a dry line here in turn number one. Further back in about the ninth position, Joseph Newgarden, where he's followed Romain Grosjean, has got around, but back up to the front of this pack. Boy, oh boy, Nick Yeoman. Pato Award already checked out. 15 car lengths in front of Alex Palou.
So good. At Barber Motorsports Park a couple weeks ago, where he won his first race of the season. He is your race leader. And I'll be honest, his teammate is starting to charge as well. Felix Rosenquist, the Swede, just got around Will Power. He moves into the third position. So now it's the IndyCar champ, Alex Palou, wedged between those two Arrow McLaren cars.
Yep, Alex Palou right now is right in the middle of those two. But the difference being that Pato Award is really starting to distance. Now Rosenquist is going to take a look on Palou. Put Felix Rosenquist to second position. He sets sights now on his leader, Pato Award, but Palou's going to sling back to the outside in turn number 12. Rosenquist shuts that door, so put Felix Rosenquist to second. He now is trying to reel in his teammate, Pato Award, into turn number 14.
As they come off of turn number 14, it's Pato Award, Felix Rosenquist, Alex Palou, Will Power fourth, Connor Daly is in the fifth position. It's Grosjean, Harvey, Newgarden, Eilat, and McLaughlin back to Michael Young.
Well, Felix Rosenquist looked like he was shot out of a cannon, and he's made his way down Holman Boulevard. Alex Palou in that third position, but Pato Award still a 15 car length advantage. Then Rosenquist, Palou, Will Power. Further back is Connor Daly in that fifth position. As we said, Romain Grosjean in sixth and Jack Harvey in seventh. Further back battles Alexander Rossi, just got around Joseph Newgarden, but back to the front, Pato Award already through the switchback, at least a second and a half over his teammate Felix Rosenquist.
How about these wet weather setups for the Arrow McLaren SP cars? Pato Award's lead is about a football field and a half over Pato Award, or over Felix Rosenquist. Give the third place running car, the IndyCar champ, Alex Palou, some credit. He is hanging with Rosenquist. They stack up into turn number seven. Power runs in the fourth position. Let's go to pit lane and check in with Ryan Marine.
Early pit callers, Colton Herta came in on that last lap. He went off of the wet weather tires and left on red. So we got trouble on the race course, guys.
Yep, back in turn number seven, Marcus Ericsson has spun. We've got a one car, looks like Graham Rahal's trying to get his car turned back around, and one car just made a trip through the grass. Looks like everybody got filed back onto the racetrack, but Mark, we had about three or four spun around down here in turn seven.
Davey Hamilton, we have seen cars and drivers come onto pit road. This track is drying, and they want those Firestone Reds.
It's drying really, really fast, actually. There's only a few wet spots, and it seems to be down the straightaway. It's Colton Herta, the first one. As we watch him, he's sliding around. He's not having fun right now, but as this track dries out, he's going to love those slicks.
So right now, with three laps complete, Rosenquist, Palou, Grosjean, Eilat, and McLaughlin, the top 10. Pato Award, Will Power, Connor Daly, Alexander Rossi, and Jack Harvey, the top 10. 11th is Newgarden. 12th is Kirkwood. Actually, that's changing a bit now because cars continue to come to pit road. And let's go to Rob Blackman on pit road.
Connor Daly is the next to make the switch to the red tires. Connor Daly swaps and switches to red tires down and away.
Ryan Marine.
Clean stop for Pato Award. He's out on reds. His teammate Felix Rosenquist is set up to go to reds. Joseph Newgarden just left on reds, as did Jack Harvey. It is very busy here on the pit lane. Everyone ditching those wet weather tires to go to the red sidewall slicks to Rob Blackman.
Graham Rahal can say the same. Red tires now for Rahal as he is down and away.
Davey, guys continue to go to those reds. That tells you how quickly this track is drying, especially with no rain and cars running at speed.
Well, here's the winner of that. Colton Herta was in 14th position the lap before when he decided to come out for the slicks. He comes out in second place after everybody's spitting. Only Pato Award was the one to beat him out. So Colton gained 12 spots by putting slicks on that lap earlier.
So weather continues to affect the strategy here at the GMR Grand Prix. Five laps complete. Colton Herta, your leader. Trouble to the south end. Let's go to Jay Query.
And the trouble got worse. It's Alex Palou who was trying to take the right-handed turn of turn number 10. He went into the grass area, so too to Tatiana Calderon. Calderon was able to go through the grass, get back on track. Pelot tried to do the same. The problem is his machine has come to a stop perpendicular to the racetrack in the lower line. Now, fortunately, they have brought out the full course caution. The AMR safety team is going to get to him that allows to get him back under power. But everybody is being notified of the fact that when they come around, they better swing it wide, because Alex Pelot, who of course started up towards the front of this race in the second position, flirted with the lead for a minute. Now he sits without any power waiting to get that car turned around.
Updates from pit road. Let's start with Ryan Marine.
We had a couple of pit stops that happened right as we went to break. That last round of takers in the first round of stops, that included Felix Rosenquist, who's out on reds, Alex Pelot. We also saw Romain Grosjean come in and make that switch too. I got an update from Joseph Newgarden's team. They said he's been dealing with a lack of front grip, so on their pit stop, he made a front wing change to try and alleviate that issue. Rob Blackman?
Well, same thing as far as the pit stops, and it literally is the race for the reds, the red tires, that is, here on the south end of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, as we just saw David Malukas, Dalton Kellett, and Jimmy Johnson, the latest in the group to come in and put on the red tires.
This report for the pits brought to you by Speedway, the official fuel and convenience store of IndyCar. Dave, you've had a couple of looks at what happened with Alex Pelot.
Yeah, just got in sideways and couldn't save it, overcorrected, got in the grass, and once you do that, it's all over. Took him a long time to get out of that grass. He actually got out of it, back on track, but must have stalled the car once.
Six laps complete. We're under caution. Full field rundown. Herta, Award, Rosenquist, Power, Daly, Newgarden, Sato, Rossi, McLaughlin, and Grosjean. 11th is Harvey. 12th is VK. 13th, Pagano. 14th, Ilott. 15th, Dixon. 16th, DeFrancesco. 17th, Kirkwood. 18th, Elio Castroneves. 19th, Juan Montoya. 20th, Dalton Kellett. 21st, Ray Hall. 22nd, Erickson. 23rd, Malukas. Christian Lundgaard, 24th. Jimmy Johnson, 25th. Tatiana Calderon, 26th. And Pelot will go a lap down and fall all the way down to the 27th position. Okay, Davey, six laps complete. One lap now on these Firestone Reds. Let's look at that fuel strategy. Still the three-stopper?
Still three-stopper, Mark. Fuel's okay. Now it's all going to be the tires. And if you look, you know, Colton, just they played it perfect. He was the first one in, gained 12 spots, went from 14th to now, 13 spots. He's now leading this race. And what a job he's doing. He almost lost control where Plo did, but, man, what quick hands Colton had, and he saved it, and then the lead he is.
We pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the IndyCar Radio Network. Time now for a minute with Mario, presented by Ruoff Mortgage. This week's question comes from Jerry Lake, who wants to know, of all the forms of racing where he's competed, what was Mario's favorite? And we ask him how he feels about Will Power closing in on his all-time pole record.
Well, you know, the records are made to be broken, and Will has shown that, you know, he's been a big force in qualifying throughout his career, and again, you know, good for him, and we'll just wait and see. Could happen this year, or maybe, you know, maybe next year, but, you know, he's still young enough, obviously. But honestly, it was running dirt champ cars. It's amazing, and that really served me well as far as running in the wet in the either Formula One or Indy cars, wet races, because that's what you do on the dirt. Every single lap, conditions change, and you keep chasing for grip, and that's what you do in the wet. You know, every lap is different, and believe it or not, that taught me a lot. That served me very, very well throughout my career.
A Minute with Mario, presented by Ruoff Mortgage. For a fast mortgage process, apply online at Ruoff.com. Email your questions for Mario to radio@IndyCar.com. And again, seven laps complete now. Herta, Award, Rosenquist, Power, Daly, Newgarden, then Sato, Rossi, and McLaughlin, with Romain Grosjean currently running 10th. Rhonda Kelly joins us now, Executive Director of the All Clear Foundation. Welcome to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, GMR is one of the largest public safety agencies in the U.S. 36,000 responders employed. Randy Owen founded the All Clear Foundation. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
Oh, Randy is the CEO of GMR. He shares dual passions for IndyCar and also for the wellness of emergency responders nationally. He founded the All Clear Foundation. I am grateful to have been appointed the director, and we work together to improve the overall well-being and the longevity of emergency responders and frontline medical workers across the country.
Yeah, multiple domains, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we really target people who operate in high-stress occupations, much like race car drivers.
Yeah.
And try to take care of those who take care of us.
Federal grants are always helpful. You recently received some help in that regard.
Yes, absolutely. We're very grateful to have received a $2 million HRSA grant to target the responders and healthcare workers in small, rural, and medically underserved communities.
Rhonda Kelly is our guest, executive director of the All Clear Foundation. And so how do you target specifically what underserved communities you will be serving?
Oh, fantastic. We already have a list from the Department of Health and Human Services of what they consider to be medically underserved communities, and we outreach to them to gauge their interest in participating and to start forming relationships.
So lastly, we want to ask you the ways that responders support the NTT IndyCar Series.
Oh, fantastic question. You know, the race doesn't happen without emergency responders, from the AMR safety team to the firefighters on standby, EMS, air medical, security, and we're very grateful to be part of this community.
Thank you very much for your support. Go back to being a fan now.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, Rhonda Kelly. And the green flag flies as they head to Michael Young in turn one.
Colton Herta about a two-car length advantage over Patricio Award, then Rosenquist, Power, Connor Daly, your top five, Newgarden just outside the top five and six, then Takuma Sato. But Colton Herta, the first to go on those reds, able to gap himself. Now about four car lengths ahead of Pato Award. Rosenquist, again, four car lengths back from his teammate. It's Colton Herta down Holman Boulevard.
Herta and Award, their names will probably always be connected. Indy Lights rivals, rookies the same year, and now battling here into turn number seven. Colton Herta with about a two-car length advantage over Award. Award with about a three-car length advantage over his teammate Rosenquist in third.
Yep, for so long it was the future. The future is now. Colton Herta running first with Pata Award just behind him. Then good run so far for Felix Rosenquist, followed by the pole sitter, Will Power. They work their way now through single file. Later, a little bit further back in the field, it's Callum Ilott who is trying to get in on Jack Harvey. Not able to make that move. Leaders already into turn number 14.
Well, no question for Colton Herta. Dear old dad helping with that race strategy and made a really good call to bring him in when he did. And Michael Young, sometimes it's all about timing, and the timing so far worked well for Colton Herta.
Just picture perfect, and that is what Brian Herta does best. His son, Colton Herta, now dives into turn number one. Still about that three-car length advantage over Padua Award. The battle right now is on for that fourth place position. Will Power just ahead of Connor Daly, but now Joseph Newgarden starting to stalk Connor Daly. He'll take a look to the inside of the exit of turn number four. Joseph Newgarden not able to get around. Again, that's the battle for the fifth position.
Yep, Power gets a nice charge through the switchback to get away from that battle for fifth. Newgarden's got to run, though. Daly's going to protect the inside and break super late. Joseph thought about making a pass to the outside, but Connor was too strong. Newgarden, though, all over his fellow American. Connor Daly holding that fifth spot, Jake, for now into 10.
So we'll take a look at that exact battle. Connor Daly in the Bitten Isle Machine. It's navy blue with light blue on the wing. The light blue prominent car is Joseph Newgarden running in sixth. Newgarden again on turn number 12 is right on the rear wing of Connor Daly. Not able to make up that ground as they set up for 13. So if Joseph Newgarden's getting it around Daly, he's going to have to wait another lap.
Davey, you're taking a look, see who's laying on that push to pass.
Yeah, absolutely, because that is going to play a part in this race, I have a feeling. But I almost also look at the weather. There could be another system coming in here in about a half hour with a little more moisture. We'll have to wait and see. But I'll tell you, Colton Herta and that team played that strategy perfect. They were the first ones on the slicks. I honestly thought that was not going to be the greatest of moves, but man, did he ever pick up some spots. So impressed by that move.
Speaking of picking up spots, how about Joseph Newgarden, Nick Yeoman? When you see him next time by, you'll see him in front of Connor Daly.
Yep, he set Connor Daly up down the front straightaway and got around him to the inside. Now Connor's got his hands full with Takuma Sato, the two-time Indy 500 champion. Always so strong in May. He's going to attack to the inside. They're going to go side by side. Then Daly nearly gets shoved off the racetrack. He's going to lose another spot. Sato gets him, and Jake, Connor Daly holding on for dear life.
Yeah, Connor Daly is holding on for dear life. As a matter of fact, kind of got hung to the outside because right in front of him, it's Alexander Rossi, who also got passed. Now he's got a freight train by him. Scott McLaughlin got him. So too did Jack Harvey. Connor Daly is dropping like an absolute stone right now as they work their way into turn number 12. Appears there might be a problem for that Bitten Isle machine. Mark, we're going to watch. He stays on the inside line, bypasses pit road. road.
11 laps complete. 12 laps complete this time by Herta, Award, Rosenquist, Powered, Newgarden, and Sato. Rossi, McLaughlin, Harvey, and BK, the top 10. Alexander Rossi looks fast. Can he catch Takuma Sato into turn one, Michael?
Not quite there, but now looking forward, the battle for that fourth position. Boy, Joseph Newgarden had a heck of a run on his teammate Will Power, but broke too late, lost a little bit of that momentum. But Will Power has about a four-car length advantage over his teammate Joseph Newgarden. But Nick, Joseph's coming.
Yeah, he is. The gap right now is about six car lengths as those two Team Penske cars streak down Holman Boulevard. Red nose, black rear wing for the Ryzen Chevrolet of Will Power. It's blue and white for Newgarden. It closes up to about three car lengths. Jake, we may have a battle for fourth here momentarily.
Leader is Colton Herta. Substantial gap before you get back to that pair of McLarens. And then that battle we're going to peek in on. Will Power with his teammate Joseph Newgarden just behind him. Right now, Power enjoys about an eight-car length advantage. It shrinks just a little bit as Power, of course, checks up for that 12-13 combo. But Newgarden has to do the same. And as a result, the gap stays the same through turn number 14.
Colton Herta has a comfortable advantage, 2.4 seconds, then it's Pato Award, Rosenquist, then Power and Newgarden. That one's not tightening up much, but what is kind of tightening up a little bit further behind them is Scott McLaughlin and Jack Harvey. Michael Young, that's the battle for eighth.
Yes, indeed, and Scott McLaughlin dives deep, actually trying to close in on the rear wing of Alexander Rossi, but it's Jack Harvey that's on the attack right now. Scott McLaughlin makes his way through turn number three. Jack Harvey closes in again. Boy, he really needs a good finish and trying to get past McLaughlin right now. They're through the switchback, and Jack Harvey has a slight run.
It's been a miserable season for Jack Harvey so far. Big crash and missed the Texas event. Really hasn't had anything to write home about, but he is putting the pressure on Scott McLaughlin, the winner at St. Petersburg. Closes to within a car length behind McLaughlin. Those two red and black cars streaking their way into turn number 10.
Sponsor Snap-on Tools, that red and black machine, as you had mentioned, Nick, and then it's the Hy-Vee machine of Jack Harvey, also black with red lettering. They work their way now. Oh, Harvey really got a good run on McLaughlin entering turn number 12, but he was not able to make the move. The leader's now already on the main straightaway.
14 laps complete this time by. It's Colton Herta, Award, Rosenquist, Power, and Newgarden. Sato, Rossi, McLaughlin, Harvey, and BK, your top 10. I know he's got a Chevrolet logo on his shirt, but I feel like he should have a radio network logo on his shirt because he's up here so often. It's time to visit with our good friend from Chevrolet, Jim Campbell. Hi, Jim. Welcome, as always.
It's great to be back at the Speedway. It's the month of May. We've been waiting for this all year. The fans are here. I know the drivers have been hungry. You can see it in the way they're driving. Super aggressive. They're super happy to be here racing at Indy and obviously leading up to the 500, but this is a big day for Chevy. We had a good strong start to the season. Yep. With four wins.
Right.
We have 199 wins with our 2.2 liter direct injected twin turbo Chevy Indy V6. And so we're right in the cusp. We'd like to get one more to make it a nice even 100.
Well, you got four of the top five running right now, huh?
Absolutely. But I tell you what, Herta early pit stop, drove beautifully through there, and we're going to have to chase him down. It's going to be unbelievable competition here all day.
Yeah,
we've
got one of the rocket cars off of the grass. That is the car of Kyle Kirkwood. It looks like he's able to keep it back underway. Hopefully Kyle can get it back onto the track. He had worked his way up toward the top 20. Matter of fact, was running 19th, and it looks like he's got to get back on course, but he's going to fall all the way to the rear of the field. Jim, a lot of excitement, obviously. I think I posted on social media, you guys get this pace car thing right again and again and again. And how about your driver, Sarah?
Yeah, well, Sarah Fisher, she's an incredible ambassador for the sport. She's the fastest woman to ever run in IndyCar. She ran with Chevy for many years. So proud. She's going to be the official pace car driver from start to finish in the Indianapolis 500. We couldn't be prouder. She'll be driving our new Corvette Z06, which is an unbelievable machine. Today she's driving the Stingray, which has got 6.2 liters, 470 foot-pounds of torque, 495 horsepower. All these Corvettes, they can handle the track, and it's great to have her at the wheel.
Of course, this is an important month for Chevrolet, obviously, but I think just as important to Chevrolet is the opportunity to kind of be the centerpiece of an event once we clear the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Jake Query, let's go to Jake.
Joseph Newgarden just made contact. I believe it was with Alexander Rossi. He was able to avoid any contact to the inside wall, but he spun around that PPG machine, has it going back in the right direction but has to stay high. He's going to cause a traffic jam as he limps around. Joseph Newgarden involved in an incident here in turn number 10.
Davey, clearly a problem with the car, Joseph Newgarden.
Yeah, left rear tire's down. It definitely cut his left rear tire. Matter of fact, both rear tires are flat on that car, so it's just dragging the back of that race car. It got really tight down there. Sato actually made a pass on Newgarden, kind of got him out of shape, offline a little bit. Then him and Rossi got together. And then one other car joined. I didn't catch who that was, but it looks like Joseph's the only one that that got the major part of the damage.
So, caution on the course for Joseph Newgarden. Jim, a couple of things before we let you go. Let's preview how thrilled you are that the NTT IndyCar Series will be in Detroit after we clear the Indy.
Oh, we can't wait. Right. I mean, right, it's going to be, we're racing on Belle Isle again. Last time on Belle Isle, then we'll move to the city of Detroit the following year. And that's the, you know, that's our world headquarters right there for Chevrolet, and to be racing there with amazing IndyCar racing, amazing drivers. We couldn't be more excited about it. And we're going to have a lot of interaction both there and here at Indianapolis with a lot of our Chevrolet owners and fans. We had Corvette Corral here full up today, and they were super excited to see the race today and also see Sarah drive that Corvette pace car here to start the race.
You're a good friend of ours, Chevrolet, a tireless supporter of open wheel racing at this radio network, and you're always welcome here.
Man, this is an exciting race. Can't wait to see the rest of it here. Thanks for having me. Thank you very much,
Jim Campbell, our guest from Chevrolet. Caution on the course, your top 10. Herta, Award, Rosenquist, Power, Sato, Rossi, Harvey, McLaughlin, Grosjean, and VK at the GMR Grand Prix.
Today's race is brought to you by Firestone, the official tire of the NTT IndyCar Series for driving IndyCar legends. American Medical Response, official partner of the NTT IndyCar Series and the AMR IndyCar Safety Team. Ruoff Mortgage, for a fast mortgage process, apply online at ruoff.com. Chevrolet, official vehicle of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And by NTT, the official technology and title partner of the NTT IndyCar Series.
18 laps complete under caution. Single car incident involving Joseph Newgarden, Colton Herta, Pato Award, Felix Rosenquist, Will Power, Takuma Sato, the top five. Rossi is sixth, Harvey is seventh, McLaughlin is eighth, Grosjean is ninth, VK is tenth. Ilott is 11th, Pagano is 12th, Dixon 13th, 14th DeFrancesco, 15th Elio Castroneves. 16th, Ray Hall, 17th, Daly, 18th, Malukas, 19th, Lundgaard, 20th, Kellett, 21st, Montoya, 22nd, Tatiana Calderon, 23rd, Jimmy Johnson, 24th, Kyle Kirkwood, 25th, Marcus Ericsson, 26th, Alec Palou, a lap down. Joseph Newgarden is 27th, Ryan Marine.
That car is being towed back to Gasoline Alley. In fact, the pit crew has just packed up all of the equipment. They loaded the tires onto the pit cart and are driving back in that direction now. The intention is to assess just the extent of the damage to that machine and, if possible, get him back out. But any chance of victory or even a decent finish appears to have gone out the window with that incident that brought out the second caution of this race.
And let's get another update from pit road about Marcus Ericsson. Find out why maybe why he's currently listed as 25th, Rob?
Yeah, he's been struggling to find speed all day, as you know, Mark. Currently P25. They're trying to change their luck. This Husky Chocolate crew associated with Chip Ganassi Racing in the Honda number 8, they just switched out the rear wing, a brand new rear wing assembly for Marcus Ericsson, down and away with a brand new rear wing, trying to change his fortunes because he has been struggling mightily here this afternoon.
And Davey, you just saw on the monitor that we have, the multi-screen monitor, there's a little bit of a noticeable wiggle on the left front wing assembly for Jack Harvey, and that could affect the handling of that race car.
Yeah, it's definitely going to affect the handling. Harvey was he got damaged as well, and what happened with that is Sato, you know, he made a pass on Newgarden, and the Newgarden got a little out of shape, and then left Rossi a run on him, and then left also Harvey, as you said, with a run underneath of him. But what happened, he just got squeezed out, and Harvey's wing got into the side of Newgarden, and Rossi got a little tap too, but really Newgarden got the short end of the stick.
And outside of his win here in 2020, this place has not been particularly kind to Joseph Newgarden. Green flag flies. It's all Colton Herta, followed by Award, Rosenquist, and Power to turn one.
Yeah, the battle is for that fourth position. Takuma Sato, no attack, no chance. He made the attack, and he made it look easy. Got around Will Power into turn number one. So move Takuma Sato to that fourth position. Move Will Power back to fifth. But it's been Colton Herta thus far. He's already... Oh, he got trouble. It's trouble in turn number three. It's Calamai Mylott and potentially Romain Grosjean. We've got, oh, it's a 21 of Rinus VK. Those cars look identical. Mylott and Rinus VK go around at the exit of turn number three. The VK machine faces directly towards me, looking back to the exit of turn number three, waiting to see if there's caution in the field, already down into the S's.
Everyone's slowing up right now. Jake Query in front of you. Actually, Mark, let's go back to the booth.
Yep, there is caution on the course. Two-car incident involving Callum Mylott and the car of Rinus VK at the GMR Grand Prix. 22 laps complete. Herta, Award, Rosenquist, Sato, Power, the top five. Rossi, Harvey, McLaughlin, Grosjean, Mylott, the top ten. Callum Mylott got together with Rinus VK. Somebody else was a victim of circumstance, David.
Yeah, you're sure right. Mylott did get into the side of VK, push him off. You've seen that right from the start. But then here comes DeFrancesco, nowhere to go. Smashes into the side of VK's car. Really puts a big hole in the side pod. I don't see VK being able to get good. He is in the pit, by the way. But I think there's just too much room, too much work to get that thing going.
Quick update from Ryan Marine.
Well, definitely a lot of damage to that side pod and that side skirt area, very much crumpled up and bent as well. Right now, the Sonax crew for Ed Carpenter Racing, they are using some tape to try and secure that bit of the fender, essentially, that extends in front of the rear wheel. That is broken and it is flapping around, or it was as he drove in. They're trying to secure it. An IndyCar official was taking a close look at this repair work as well. The engine is off on the Sonax machine for Rinus VK, former winner on this circuit. Does not look like that will be repeated here today.
Updates from the pits brought to you by Speedway, the official fuel and convenience store of IndyCar. One of the nicest people I've ever had the opportunity to work with and know. Steph Wilson, Rob Blackman, good news for him regarding the 106th Indianapolis 500.
Oh, indeed it is. We all found out just a few days ago, Steph Wilson, that you would indeed be the 33rd entry for the 106th running of the Indianapolis 500 in about 15 days from now. Do you mind talking about the collective effort it took to make this happen with not only Cusick Motorsports, certainly A.J. Foyt Enterprises, but Dragon Speed Racing as well. Really a collective group of teams coming together to make this happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's a collective effort that's allowed us to be in this position. You know, immediately following the conclusion of last year's race, myself, Don Cusick, we were started working on this year and being back at the 2022 Indy 500. And just really, really stoked to get a fourth start for myself and then also for Don Cusick to get his second time here at the Indy 500. So a massive, massive effort behind the scenes, almost a year-long process. For a while, it didn't look like it was going to happen. And just really relieved the way it did come together. It's really created a foundation that we as a group can build upon, you know, having all the expertise of Dragon Speed, teaming up with Foyt as essentially a pseudo fourth car there. So there's a lot of experience we can rely on there. And then Cusick Motorsports, it's their first foray by themselves. So really creating a foundation that we can not just do this Indy 500, but hopefully more IndyCar races in the future for myself and for Cusick Motorsports.
And as fans of IndyCar racing, we hope so as well. Thank you, Steph, and we'll see you beginning next week.
Thank you. Yeah, looking forward to seeing a packed house on race day here and seeing all the fans.
One of the nice people, Davey, in all of motorsports.
Oh, I love it. Great brother. Was able to teammate with his brother, Justin. Got to know Stefan. So just a great opportunity and very, very happy for him.
Yeah, and again, he is the 33rd entry for the 106th running of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. So 24 laps will be complete this time by Herta, Award, Rosenquist, Sato, and Power, your top five. Rossi, sixth. Harvey is seventh. McLaughlin is eighth. Grosjean is ninth, and Callum Mylott is tenth. The skies darken as the green flag flies, and a great jump for Colton Herta into turn number one.
Yeah, certainly a change in the weather is coming as another front moves in. Colton Herta, two car lengths ahead of Pato Award. But again, the mover, Takuma Sato, tries to look to the inside of Felix Rosenquist, unable to make a pass. Now Rosenquist able to gap himself three car lengths. Rosenquist in third, Sato in that fourth position. But it's all Colton Herta on the restart, four car lengths ahead of Pato Award.
Yeah, that accident really didn't give us a chance to sing the praises of how good that pass to Kumasato made on Will Power on the previous restart, but that car is fast. He runs in fourth, right behind Rosenquist, Award in second, then of course your leader, Colton Herta. They snake their way through the S's into turn nine.
Everybody is pretty clean through the S's. That has not been the case with every circuit here. It is Colton Herta now starting to perhaps feel a little bit of heat from Pata Award, then Felix Rosenquist before you get to Sato. Another interesting battle shaping up. It is Will Power and as well Alexander Rossi that have become very close to one another. But everybody single filed the leader, Colton Herta, through turn number 14.
Yeah, I for sure noticed Alexander Rossi getting a little racy as he exited the north end as the leaders come off of turn number 14. So it's Herta, Award, Rosenquist, Sato, and Power. Power and Rossi, that is the battle for the fifth position. We'll see if it tightens up in front of Michael Young.
Well, we'll see if that does indeed tighten up as Alexander Rossi, boy, he'll break extremely late into turn number one. That'll tuck him underneath the rear wing of Will Power, but unable to get back on that throttle is Alexander Rossi. So Will Power able to keep Rossi at bay. Again, that's the battle for the fifth position, but Will Power cleanly through this portion of the course. But look at Jack Harvey. Here he comes on Rossi.
Yeah, it's a good eye, Michael. As soon as Rossi has to check up behind fifth place running Will Power, here comes Jack Harvey in seventh, who's looked awful racy. Harvey's going to get right on that back rear wing of Alexander Rossi into turn number seven. They're separated by about a car length. The American Rossi holding off Harvey, Jake, into turn 10.
You know, it's interesting. Right behind them, you've got Romain Grosjean, who was starting to close in on Scott McLaughlin. So really good battles on the racetrack right now. But taking a look at that trio, Power with Rossi right behind him, then Jack Harvey. They work the right-hander into this turn number 12, get into the gearbox and accelerate just a little bit, have to check up into 13. They remain the same as they work their way now back onto the main straight.
Front two really starting to step away a little bit. In fact, the front three or four are starting to get some breathing room, but things start to stack up a little bit behind Will Power. That's the battle for the fifth position.
Well, we'll see as they enter the turn. Will Power again running in that fifth position. Rossi behind him, then Jack Harvey. Will Power able to gap Alexander Rossi. Again, the battle for that fifth position. About two car lengths ahead of Rossi is Will Power. Jack Harvey, two car lengths behind Alexander Rossi. So that sandwich and that battle for fifth makes its way through the switchback of five and six.
Leaders underneath the pedestrian bridge. Colton Herta's advantage over Pato Award. Just two or three car lengths, so that continues to tighten up. Then it's Rosenquist all by himself in third. Sato by himself in fourth. Then it's Power in fifth. And that battle we've talked about, Rossi and Jack Harvey, it rages into turn number 10.
And I want to take a look back to that leader up front, Colton Herta, because Pato Award slowly but surely feels like he's starting to draw a beat on that Gainbridge machine. As a matter of fact, it's just two car lengths. The separation between the two of them as they take that final little area here on the road course at Indy.
Just got a peek of a camera view back of the garage area, and it looks like they've wheeled the car of Joseph Newgarden back out of the garage. So Penske making the necessary repairs and hopefully able to get him back in the race and maybe salvage some damage. Michael Young, the leader's tightening up into turn number one.
Let's not forget Pato Award's charge to the front from fifth to first at the start of this race. Then Colton Herta came in for the tires. That gave him the lead after he passed Pato Award. But Colton Herta will be able to hold Pato Award off about a four-car length advantage. And man, oh man, did Colton Herta get a good run through that switchback. Call it seven-car lengths, but here comes Pato Award.
I mean, the strategy's been perfect for Herta, but let's not kid ourselves. That car hasn't shown a ton of pace this weekend. Pato Award's has, and he is stalking Herta into turn number seven. It's about two car lengths as they snake to the left, back to the right, and then once to the right once again for turn number 10. Still three car lengths.
And again, it stays three car lengths as Colton Herta taking that sweep of turn number 10, got just a little bit wide. Pato Award kept it a little closer to the bottom of the racetrack, exiting turn 11. Now, as they work their way into turn number 12, Herta starts to get a little distance before they make the left-hander, but Pato Award is right there. Herta really started to break a little bit earlier into 14. Pato Award just behind him.
Certainly want to give a tip of the cap to the quality ride that Rosenquist in third and fourth place running Takuma Sato are giving their cars. Again, some distance among the front four. Power starting to step away a little bit. Can Jack Harvey catch Alexander Rossi into one, Michael Young?
That'll be the battle for that sixth position as the wicked wind from the west starts to pick up. Another front moving in. Alexander Rossi gaps himself about four car lengths over Jack Harvey. He tries to tuck underneath that rear wing of Will Power. Too far away to accomplish that. But Jack Harvey gets a nice run out of turn four. But here comes Alexander Rossi on Will Power.
It is fifth, sixth, and seventh. And you're right, Rossi rocketed through the switchback. He's going to close it within about three car lengths, but does not want to abuse those Firestones into turn seven. He'll close it within a car length of Will Power, continuing to put the pressure on into turn nine.
The battle between Rossi and Power, which is the battle for fifth, is so good that Jack Harvey refuses to let it get too far away. He wants to keep a close eye on it. Harvey and that high B machine running in the seventh position. Right now, again, Rossi really closes in on Will Power through turn number 12. It's about a half a car length, but Will Power is able to shut that door. They work their way now through 13. Again, throw a blanket over him. Will Power, Rossi, and Jack Harvey.
Rob Blackman with more on Joseph Newgarden.
Well, he has just exited the garage. He is strapped into the car, and they are beginning the long, slow push to push him back out onto the track. So, indeed, as you spoke of a moment ago, Mark James, it looks as if Joseph Newgarden is going to head back out to the track and give it a go.
Michael Young, you just saw a pass in turn number one.
Rotors were glowing on both Harvey and Alexander Rossi's car. Move Jack Harvey to P6. What a great move he made out of Alexander Rossi. He passed a broke late and got another great run. He's not done yet. He wants that fifth position from Will Power.
Will Power's got about a two-car length advantage, but Jack Harvey in that high V car for Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan has come to life here in the middle portions of this race. He'll close within a car length of Will Power. Both those cars absolutely planted to this now dry racetrack. Power's got the fifth spot. Harvey running in sixth.
Aesthetically, they look the same. The machines of Will Power and Jack Harvey, but right now it looks like Jack Harvey's might be the faster one, but Will Power taking a lane that kind of opened the door for Jack Harvey into turn number 12. Harvey not able to take advantage. Rossi is right there as well. Will Power enjoys right now, if you can call it enjoying, a car length and a half lead over Jack Harvey as lightning just struck overhead here, Mark, at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
27 laps on these tires, Davey, with 9 laps of caution. What's the wear like on these Reds right now?
Yeah, you know, I think the tires are very cool. I think they're as good as they could possibly be, probably better than most conditions, just because they're keeping cool. The track's cool right now. This overcast is helping all these cars with these red tires on.
So, 30 laps complete. It's Herta, Award, Rosenquist, Sato, and Power. Harvey, Rossi, Grosjean, McLaughlin, and Pagano, the top 10 of the GMR Grand Prix.
Look at the schedule. Can't help but get a little excited for Indy GP just because we've gone well there from Indy Lights to IndyCar. That being said, you can't, in this series right now, you can't be complacent at any track. You know, it's so tight that when we shared it with NASCAR, I mean, you know, we missed pole by just a little over a tenth of a second and I was seventh. You know, so it's so tight, it's so close that it's a great track for me, you know, at least has been. But I only ever think of it in my head as that it has been a great track. It's no guarantee it's going to be a great track, but, you know, can't help but feel some warm and fuzzies.
And, I mean, I had to include that soundbite from Jack Harvey. I mean, when you make warm and fuzzies and put that in a soundbite, that's got to be in the show. Pit stops are underway, Davey Hamilton. Colton Herta among the first to pit road. Tell you what, Davey, let's check in with Ryan Marine.
Pato O'Ward just roaring out of his pit stall. It's back out on reds, as we've seen up and down pit lane. Everyone going to the reds. We expect Calvin Ilott in. We expect Romain Grosjean in. Everybody making that dash to the pit lane.
Rob Blackman.
Yeah, it's exactly what Ryan Marine is saying. Will Power, of course, was one of the very first to go out, if not the first, after making that change. The next to do the same will be Jack Harvey, as his pit crew is lined up and ready to do the exact same.
Updates from the pits brought to you by Speedway, the official fuel and convenience store of IndyCar. We speculated during the break, Davey, that pit window was opening up. Colton Herta doing what he did the last time, essentially pitting a lap earlier than everyone else.
Yeah, and then, you know what, it did kind of pit stop out of this race. It actually added one by them pitting earlier. They're basically on the same strategy they were before. Long ways to go in this race. Pato O'Ward waited another lap just like they did before, but the overcut did not work. Colton Herta's pit was a little faster. O'Ward got held up by Rossi coming into pit, so that cost him a little bit.
Ryan Marine.
Felix Rosenquist pits from the lead. It's a set of sticker reds for the views machine. It's an 8.3 second stop. He's down it away, Rob.
David Malukas also coming to pit lane for the sticker reds as well. Not a great stop for his team. 10.5 on the stop for Malukas.
because with all of these fronts approaching, Davey, and things not being as sunny, maybe things being just a tad bit cooler and windier. And wait a minute, Michael Young, turn one, maybe a battle for the lead here.
Oh my, Felix Rosenquist came off of pit lane. He was side by side with Colton Herta. Pato Award's about 10 car lengths behind. Now remember, Rosenquist has to get these tires up to 10, but man, Nick Yeoman, that was close for a second.
Good pit stop and a good outlap has allowed Rosenquist to leapfrog his teammate. Those cold tires are going to allow Colton Herta to streak away a little bit, but as they get up and set for turn number 7, the advantage for Herta is about 6 car lengths. Another 5 or 6, Jake, back to Pato Award.
Yeah, so Rosenquist has got to be curious as to how long it's going to take his teammate, perhaps Pato Award, to catch up to that. But he's got, and now let's go to Michael Young.
We've got trouble on the backstretch. A car into the tire barrier just at the exit of turns 5 and 6. It is Dalton Kellett. He's tucked underneath the tires just at the exit, as I said, of turn number 6. Coming out of that back straightaway. Lost that car at the exit, spun through the grass, and we haven't seen a caution yet. The field's still green. That car sits to the rest. He will not be able to get it out.
And Davey's got Dixon very slow on pit road.
Yeah, it looks like Dixon stretched it just a little bit too long, guys, and looks like he ran out of fuel. He's not quite to his pit stall yet, losing a massive amount of time. They're coming to push him right now. He just had to run off. Here comes his crew to get him, but boy, he's going to lose a massive amount of time.
He last pitted on lap number 3, Davey.
Yeah, he just went too long. They just stretched it out a lap too long, and boy, that cost him any opportunities at all for today.
And but we speculated, Davey, over the course of the weekend that where that pit exit was and where that entry to turn number 1, that given the right circumstances, that could be a position where you might see fortunes change in terms of this race. And what a move by Colton Herta.
Yeah, and that's right. That Rosenquist, he really did a good job. He gained a spot, obviously, on his teammate. Almost did that overcut on Herta. Almost worked, but Herta had the warmer tires. Pato Ward could have done the same thing, but he got held up in the pits. So that little hesitation in the pits really cost him.
Caution on the course. And Jake Query, let's go to the south end. And you tell me, conditions are ever involving here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Yeah, the winds here have really increased, Mark. I spent a lot of time at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I'm not sure I've ever seen it this windy. Now, there's no precipitation, but all of a sudden, literally about 5 minutes ago, my spotter Darren King looked at me, and both of us had to kind of hold on for a second because I've never seen it like this. The flags are standing straight up pointing to the east. So the wind is coming from the west. This is a tricky area of the racetrack in general because the grandstands have one little area in the short chute where the wind can come through. But right now, that wind is actually coming from the west, and it is just getting stuck here in the southeast corner of this Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Marcus Erickson, Kyle Kirkwood being shown as first and second. Erickson last pitted on lap 18. Kirkwood on lap 23. Full field rundown from there. Colton Herta is third. He was in the last pit stop cycle. Felix Rosenquist is fourth. Pato Award is fifth. Jack Harvey sixth. Takuma Sato is seventh. Scott McLaughlin is eighth. Roman Grosjean is ninth. Will Power is 10th. Simon Pagenaud 11th. Alexander Rossi is 12th. Elio Castroneves is 13th. Callum Ilott is 14th. 15th, Tatiana Calderon. 16th is Connor Daly, 17th Graham Rahal, 18th David Malukas, 19th Juan Montoya, 20th Christian Lundgaard, 21st Jimmy Johnson, a lap down in 22nd Alex Palou. Scott Dixon being shown as 23rd, 24th Devlin DeFrancesco, two laps down, Dalton Kellett a lap down in 25th, 26th Rides VK, two laps down, and Joseph Newgarden in 27th, 15 laps down. Caution on the course at the GMR Grand Prix. So we've completed 38 laps. Erickson Kirkwood last pitted on lap 18 and 23. They are shown as the front two. Colton Herta currently third. Then Rosenquist, Award, Harvey, Sato, McLaughlin, Grosjean, and Power. Skies continue to threaten off in the west. The conditions ever-evolving in Davey Hamilton. You think that you would call your car on the pit road for some tires?
Well, if I'm in the back, for sure, you have nothing to lose. Those guys, they don't have a chance. Guys that are in the back, you know, like Rahal, Daly, things just aren't going well for them. Johnson, Lundqvist, some of these guys that are in the back, Montoya. It's going to rain. I mean, it's from my radar, it is going to rain, and it's going to be momentarily. It's not going to hurt your rain tires on these yellow flag laps. So why not come in a pit? Just gamble that it's going to rain, and you're going to have rain tires, and everybody else has to come in a pit. Could get you a nice lead.
I guess they wanted to wait until the cars cleared the area where Dalton Kellett ran off, and then once they did that, Davey, then they threw the yellow to get the flatbed out there to retrieve that car, which they have done now, and they have to do some repairs on that tire barrier. And that can't be a temporary fix. I mean, you got to get that tire barrier back in place in its entirety.
Yeah, that's right. It could happen again. So if somebody hits it again, you want to make sure that it could withstand that impact. And so they know how to fix it. They're doing it right now. They have all the tooling. We'll see. We'll see how long it takes and what this weather is going to do. But the wind has picked up dramatically. But with wind brings weather. And that weather seems to be coming in pretty rapidly.
Updates coming just in terms of a scene set and a condition update. Let's go around the course and check in with the turn announcers. Michael Young, how about you?
Well, the wind was a lot worse when Jake Query checked in and spoke of the wind. It settled down ever so slightly, but I couldn't help but think about that first MotoGP race when a hurricane felt like it came through. I know that's a different discipline, but that was the only time I've been at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway where weather has been worse than what we could potentially be feeling right now. But the wind has kind of died down. Will a team come in and try to take those wet tires? We're nearing the halfway point as well. If the weather is as bad as they're saying, Nick Yeoman, it might be good strategy just to stay out there and see what happens.
Yeah, the question, of course, is can those guys that are still out there make it on fuel? A couple of them are awful close, but you're right. The conditions are bad, seem to be getting worse just in the last 60 seconds here on the roof of the Pagoda. I've started to feel just a couple raindrops here or there. There is no doubt. When I look to my left over the front straightaway, it is dark skies looming, and that's headed this way to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And Jake, I know from the stand over there in turn two, I don't know if you can feel the rain yet. It's starting to come down here, but I know you felt the wind, brother, just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that wind now is not near what it was. I had never felt anything like that. It is still strong, but it has subsided a bit. But now what we have is, in fact, a little bit of moisture. Now, if they come through here at speed and that wind picks up like we previously had, that could be a challenge for these cars as they work their way back under the oval if that wind is pushing them up on the track just a little bit. But the moisture is definitely coming. And as I look down at the field behind the pace car, what I see, of course, is virtually everybody on those softer compound red Firestone tires. And so as this moisture starts to present itself, we'll see if it accumulates on the racetrack. But that's the situation here in the southeast end of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Update on pit road from Ryan Marine.
From the north end of the pits, and that's where it looks like this weather system is coming from. I was going to have a quick word with Taylor Kyle, who is the race strategist for Pato O'Ward, but he just waved me off because of the raindrops that started. His crew just jumped to attention, laying out the rain tires, getting them ready in case they are needed. And guys, it sounds like there might be a couple takers.
Update from pit road being brought to you by Speedway, the official fuel and convenience store of IndyCar. And Davey, there are indeed a couple of takers coming to pit road.
Yeah, and I don't know. We'll see if they put reins on or if they're going to put the slicks on right now. Can't really see. We see Rossi pulling into his pit. Can't see what tires are going on right now. But rain's coming. I take that gamble. Now, Rossi was running towards the front, so that's a really big gamble.
I think those are the rain tires he's putting on. And you can look right in front of us and see the car of Alex Palou. Those are the rain tires going on his car. Yep.
Yeah, and Palou already pitted. I was surprised they didn't put rain tires last time he was in here, but at least they have them on this time.
Ryan Marine, you can confirm what we speculated.
Yep, indeed. It is wet weather tires for Alexander Rossi, giving up a lot of track position to come in at this stage, but that's a roll of the strategy dice that might just reignite his season. It's been not the start to the year he was hoping for. They're going to go ahead and roll those dice now and hope that this rain comes just in time for a restart, and then they will be sitting pretty.
And fans, Davey, are starting to scurry for cover, and we are getting a look at the radar, and we can see what's coming. Rob Blackman.
Yeah, Connor Daly's thinking the same thing. Right now he's setting P15. The rain tires are not over the wall, but they are setting on the wall, and it looks as if, well, now he is going to come in, it looks like. So Connor Daly is going to pit, and they will make the switch over to the rain tires.
Davey, you made that call a couple of laps.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been already done. I mean, I would have been the first car in to get those reins while it's yellow. And if you're what do you have to lose when you're in the back? You're not going to win this race unless you do a big gamble like that, knowing it's coming. And if it doesn't come, you're in the back anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not really losing anything.
So Erickson, Kirkwood, Herta, Rosenquist award the top five. Harvey, Sato, McLaughlin, Grosjean, and Will Power the top 10. Lap 41 complete. This time by as the green flag flies. And again, Erickson last pitted on lap 18. Kyle Kirkwood last pitted on lap 23 as there was a drag race into turn number one between Pato O'Ward and his teammate Felix Rosenquist.
They'll go side by side. Pato O'Ward will dive bomb into turn number one. Makes contact with Colton Herta. Pato O'Ward will go round. He will hold up as his car comes to a rest, so too his teammate Felix Rosenquist. Further up in the field, that looks like the machine at Takuma Sato around. Meanwhile, up front, oh my goodness, Nick Yoba, we've got four wide coming at you, coming out of turn six.
It's not going to matter, though, Michael. They're all checking up, trying not to run each other over, because looks like we're going to get a full course yellow. Mark, carnage there in the first couple corners.
And Takuma Sato among those off course, and it looks like Felix Rosenquist has stopped right at the exit to turn number one. Caution on the course, 41 laps complete in the GMR Grand Prix. Scott Dixon, even though he's among the front runners, Davey, is in 22nd place, a lap down. He was racing pretty hard with Colton Herta.
Yeah, had a chance to get a lap back, and it being in front of Colton Herta, we all thought, oh, he got his lap back. But that's not the leader of the race. The leader of the race is Erickson, then Kirkwood, then Herta.
Let's go to pit road and Ryan Marine.
Brian Barnhart is the race strategist for Alexander Rossi, and you're looking like Nostradamus right now. You guys came in for the wet weather tires before the rain really started. Is this kind of the outcome you were anticipating?
Well, obviously, yeah. We didn't come in and put wets on thinking it was going to stay dry. So, yeah, that was a great call that Alex talked about as a good option, and then we discussed it on the stand and kind of made a joint call with it based on what Alex thought would be a good idea.
How difficult will it be for him in this traffic situation and mixed conditions? It's kind of wet, kind of dry. Some guys are on dry tires, some are on wet. How big of a job does he have in front of him?
He's got his hands full for sure, but he does a great job. So we expect nothing less. He'll bring it home in a good place.
Good luck, Brian.
Thanks.
Rob Blackman.
Johnson and David Malukas, the latest to put on the rain tires. It is raining very steadily down here on the track, gentlemen, but you would think everyone moving to rain tires, but that is not the case. As a matter of fact, just a moment ago, Colton Herta's pit crew laid out the rain tires and then pulled them back over the wall and chose not to put them on. So, again, it's raining steadily, but that doesn't mean everyone is making the switch.
John Dissauer, former Indianapolis meteorologist, and now sending me messages via Twitter. We appreciate it, John. John is at KOKN-TV, and he says that, you know, there's a band headed this way, Davey, according to his radar. He said he doesn't see any lightning associated with it, but light to moderate rain.
Yeah, and right now what I see on the track, crazy enough, the front straightaway is wet. I mean, we can see that it definitely has some coverage on it. A little bit of the back straightaway, more the back, one side of the track, but you could look down on the north side, not wet down there whatsoever, so it's pretty interesting. That's why a lot of these drivers are keeping the drives on, just don't know what to do.
We've had five cautions for 16 laps. This most recent caution involving Pato Award and Felix Rosenquist, and Davey, you've looked at the replay a couple of times.
Yeah, you know, when Pato just a little bit too aggressive right there. I mean, not his fault. I mean, he tried to get underneath Colton Herta. Obviously, that's like four position, but it was just a little bit too wet. It just drove in a little too hard. Almost got into Colton, spun around, and boy, his teammate Rosenquist, wrong place at the wrong time, had nowhere to go.
And Felix Rosenquist, Ryan, it looked like they took the front nose wing assembly off that car. That's what allowed him to nurse it back around to pit road.
Yeah, and he made it around, and then from what I could tell, I think he's still on the lead lap, and he just came in for a set of wet weather tires. So, yeah, he lost all the track position, but now he's one of the few that's out there on the track with the reins on. So keep an eye on him. Meanwhile, his teammate, Pato Award, they had a fresh nose as well as the rain tire sitting on the wall, but just pulled them back off. So split strategies on this end of the pits, at least for these two Arrow McLaren SP cars.
Let's go to Rob Blackman.
And the exact same thing just happened here with Simon Pagenaud. They had the wet weather tires setting on top of the wall, and again, they decided to pull them back. So a lot of second guessing going on down here on pit road.
Kyle Kirkwood finally came to pit road, Davey. He put the wets on.
Yeah, he put the wets on too, and it's back same situation. Things just weren't going good for him today. He's been off course a few times in the back. Nothing to lose whatsoever.
Joseph Newgarden, 15 laps down, comes to pit road to the attention of his crew. And it looks as though Joseph Newgarden, they're just simply topping off fuel and getting him back underway. And an incident early on took him out of contention. We see Takuma Sato. He is now headed back out onto the track. He has the wets on. So, as we mentioned, 44 laps complete. Erickson, Herta, McLaughlin, Harvey, Grosjean, the top five. Power, Pagenaud, Castroneves, Ilott, and Award, the top 10. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is IndyCar Radio. First 13 cars still on the reds, Dave. You got to go back to Alexander Rossi in 14th to find anyone on the weather tires.
It's that risk that you just have to take. You see everybody, it's on the wet. They were not going to win this race. They really didn't have a chance at all, other than Rosenquist, who went on those but because he got an accident, so he got so far back. But we'll just have to wait and see. I think it's a great call. Whether it rains or not, they have nothing to lose at this point.
So, Erickson, Herta, McLaughlin, we'll see. And again, Erickson last pitted on lap number 18. Herta had the next pit window at lap 32. Everyone else around 32 or 34. So we will see how this strategy unfolds as they make their way through the south end, and they come to 13 and 14, and that's really where they will start to climb on it. And Scott Dixon, currently running in the 22nd position, is going to do all he can to get his lap back from his teammate. Looks like they might go three wide into turn number one.
Marcus Erickson in the lead, but he has to pit. To the outside is Colton Herta. Dixon just got his lap back. Marcus Erickson still the leader. Further back, Romain Grosjean and Jack Harvey nearly made contact. Boy, Colton Herta all over the rear wing of Marcus Erickson. Remember, Erickson needs to pit. Colton Herta nearly tags him again. Marcus Erickson now in that second position as Colton Herta gets by. Next to get him is the machine of Scott McLaughlin.
Herta takes over the race lead. McLaughlin's going to sweep to the outside. He'll go wheel to wheel with Marcus Erickson. He'll take over that second spot. Boy, McLaughlin's going to look to the inside of Herta. Has to get hard on the brakes. Everybody's swinging wide through turn seven, but it is Colton Herta, your race leader, into turn number 10.
So Colton Herta now trying to get himself distance away from Scott McLaughlin, but he has that machine of Scott Dixon in front of him. Jack Harvey running just behind McLaughlin as they work their way now into turn number 12. Question is going to become, is there enough room for everybody to go too wide to avoid any moisture on the racetrack? Answer is yes. Leader already working his way through turn number 14.
You can tell Erickson's suffering from a lack of grip of those tires, Dave.
Yeah, he's just out of tires at this point, Mark, so just trying to hang on at this point and wait to see what happens whenever he has to pit, which is going to be momentarily. He has 32. He's going to have to pit probably here in the next, 5-10 laps.
Simon Pagenaud going to the inside of him in turn one. Michael Young.
That's a battle for that fifth position. Again, Marcus Erickson's machine ailing as he needs to come in and make a pit stop. So a nice pass there for that fifth position. But back up front, it's Colton Herta. Now remember, Scott Dixon has got his lap back, but Colton Herta has a rocket ship, Nick Hillman.
Herta's advantage over the second place running car of Scott McLaughlin is about 7 car lengths. Then it's another 7 or 8 back to Jack Harvey, who's third. Grosjean charging, who's in fourth. And then Pagenaud in fifth. Boy, they're going three wide around Marcus Erickson into turn number 7. A lot of late lockups, but everybody gets through. The leader already exiting turn 10.
And that leader, again, is Colton Herta. He has in front of him Scott Dixon, but keep in mind, Dixon is not right now leading Colton Herta. He had just gotten his lap back, so they work their way now into turn number 13. Dixon, Herta right behind him. Herta's going to try to eventually work his way around that PNC Bank machine. It may happen within another lap.
Marcus Erickson restarted in the lead. He last stopped on lap number 18, and he has tumbled all the way to 10th. Is Colton Herta going to try to put Scott Dixon lapped out again?
He's going to make that attempt. Takes a dive to the inside and said, hey, Scott Dixon, you were racing me before. I'm going to try to put you back a lap down. They're side by side. Through the exit of turn number 2, Scott Dixon will go a lap down again as Colton Herta continues his charge. He will exit turn number 4. Now through the switchback of 5 and 6, the fans on their feet.
Pretty fascinating. You've got two large groups of cars on this racetrack. Down Holman Boulevard right now is all the leaders on the dry weather tires. All the drivers with wet weather tires, they're creeping around here still on the front straightaway. The leader, though, is Colton Herta pulling away from Scott Dixon, who's a lap down right behind him.
And a pretty good battle behind Scott Dixon. Again, Dixon now technically the lap car is that of Scott McLaughlin. Tip of the cap to Jack Harvey, who has been very good in his career on this track. He has tried to reel in now Scott McLaughlin. McLaughlin running third, and Jack Harvey is trying to come in on that Snap-on Tools machine, but right now not able to do so. About a 2-car length advantage right now for Scott McLaughlin.
Davey, Tatiana Calderon is running in the 13th position, and she is turning a lap at 1:15.531. Rossi on the weather tires at 1:26.864.
Yeah, how about that? Wow, that tells you a little bit of everything right there. Now, how long? That's a really good run for her. She's having a good day. She's going to be excited about this, knowing that she has, you know, she can be competitive.
So Colton Herta is now your leader, 49 laps complete next time by. Scott McLaughlin currently runs second. Harvey, Grosjean, and Pagenaud the top 5. Powers 6th, Award 7th, Calamilot is 8th, Elio Castroneves up tonight, and Connor Daly has rebounded to 10th, Davey.
Yeah, how about that for Connor? He's fighting it out there. You know, a lot of free gifts with the people that pitted with their rains. Right now, the rain has not came, so they're not advantaged at this point. And matter of fact, they go about 10 laps and it's dry. Their rain tires are going to be done anyway, so they needed to rain, but it was a gamble they had to take.
Look at some of these cars on those weather tires, Davey. They are hugging that inside retaining wall with that water in.
They're just trying to find any place on this racetrack that has just any kind of moisture at all to keep those rain tires cooled off. As we see, one of the cars that went to the rain tires right now, Pillow, going back to those reds.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of other drivers. We saw Graham Rahal come to pit road a moment ago, so that gamble, at least for now, not paying off. Meanwhile, question for you, Michael Young. Scott McLaughlin, has he been able to put any pressure at all on Scott Dixon?
Not really. The pressure's really coming from Jack Harvey, who's putting pressure on Scott McLaughlin, because right behind him, it's Romain Grosjean. So Scott McLaughlin, about two car lengths behind the lap machine of Scott Dixon, and then Jack Harvey is certainly digging, trying to close in and take over that second position. Romain Grosjean in P4.
It's about to get fascinating, too, because the leaders here in about a lap, maybe a half a lap, with how slow the pace is at the rear of the field, they are going to catch lap traffic. Colton Herta into turn number 7. Jake, I called it a half a lap. They're so much faster, they're going to be on them here in just a couple turns.
Well, you're not kidding. I mean, some of those, Joseph Newgarden, Alexander Rossi, Jimmy Johnson, absolutely just limping their way around right now. Colton Herta now has about a 12-car length advantage over the back marker of Scott Dixon, odd as that sounds. Then it is Scott McLaughlin. Oh, Romain Grosjean all of a sudden trying to make a move. Not able to get around Jack Harvey, but he is starting to make things very, very interesting through turn 13.
And Ryan Marine, you're on pit road, and it appears as though some teams might be bailing on that strategy.
Yeah, the rain has slackened. That is not what Alexander Rossi and Brian Barnhart were hoping for. Here comes Alexander Rossi, Napa, and AutoNation, the sponsorship. Off come those wet tires that simply were not working. On go a set of sticker reds. It's a hang-up on the right front. Slow pit stop to compound the issues. Alexander Rossi down and away, Rob.
Waiting for Marcus Erickson. He's about to come to pit lane, and here he comes right now, as a matter of fact. For the same for Marcus Erickson. Sticker reds for Marcus Erickson. Fuel as well for Marcus Erickson, but he too makes the switch to the sticker reds in the Husky Chocolate number 8 Honda, down and away. 8.6 seconds for Marcus Erickson.
And Michael Young, you can cut. Turn 7, Nick Yeoman.
Romain Grosjean has overcooked it into the 7th corner. He didn't run into anyone, but he spun the car, did a 360 into the grass. He's going to lose 5, 6, 7 positions as he tumbles through the order. Now wiggles that car back onto the racetrack, but Grosjean had a spin through the grass.
And Davey, Romain Grosjean. And especially after the comments after Barber from Graham Rahal, people are going to be scratching their head whether he was innocent in that or not.
Yeah, he was innocent in that, honestly. But he should just know you can't go on the outside of that corner side by side. You're going to come out the loser. And Harvey, you know, he pushed him out, and you have to expect that when you're outside. Be prepared. And he got pushed off the grass. Obviously, this grass is wet, so it wasn't his fault. But man, you just can't make risky moves like that running that far towards the front.
And going side by side into turn number 1. That's Will Power and Jack Harvey. More contact for Jack Harvey.
Yeah, Jack Harvey bumped with Will Power. That will allow Will Power to fall back into the clutches of Pato Award. So Pato Award will get around Will Power. But a nice pass by Jack Harvey as he makes his way through the switchback behind Simon Pagenaud.
Up front, things looking great for Colton Herta. It's about a 25-car length advantage over second place running Scott McLaughlin. And then that's where all the action is. Pagenaud runs in third. Harvey closes up to within a couple car lengths in fourth. And you've got a host of about 5 or 6 cars, Jake, streaking their way through the S's.
Nick, I recall last year during the end of the Indianapolis 500 with Simon Pagenaud, when you said, where in the world did he come from? Same thing applies here. He has a distance over Jack Harvey right now, but a really solid run for the Frenchman, Simon Pagenaud. Mark, he knows success at this racetrack. Simon Pagenaud with a late charge.
Callum Ilott fell out of contention back in the early portions of this race, and it looks as though he's trying to crawl back into contention. Comfortable advantage for Colton Herta. Same for Scott Dixon, although he is a lap down. Then McLaughlin, and then it's the car of Simon Pagenaud. It's behind Jack Harvey where things start to get interesting, Michael Young.
Yeah, Pato Award will make the move around Jack Harvey, get that position back, and he will actually be able to gap Jack Harvey by about 2 car lengths. So Harvey gets around power, so to Pato Pato Award. This time, Pato Award able to get around Jack Harvey. So we'll move that Jack Harvey machine back in position. Pato Award on the charge again, Nick.
Yeah, we saw the first 20, 30 laps just how fast that Arrow McLaren car, that Chevrolet for Pato Award is. He's had to rebound from that spin. But after clearing Jack Harvey, he'll set the sights on Simon Pagenaud. They'll streak through turn number 8. About a 5-car length advantage. Just a little breathing room for Pagenaud into turn 10.
Under the overcast skies, it is easy to spot Pato Award for a pair of reasons. Number one, that fluorescent orange, of course, papaya orange of the Arrow McLaren machine. Number two, because he's found some good speed here. But still, about 5-car lengths to make up on Simon Pagenaud.
53 laps complete this time by full field rundown for you. Colton Herter, your leader, by 3.7 seconds over Scott McLaughlin. Then Simon Pagenaud, Pato Award, and Jack Harvey, the top five. Power 6, Callum Ilott 7th, Elio Castroneves is 8th, Juan Montoya 9th, Connor Daly is 10th, 11th, Roman Grosjean, 12th, Tatiana Calderon, and 13th, Marcus Ericsson. Scott Dixon, 14th, a lap down, also a lap down, Graham Rahal, 15th, 16th, Rossi, 17th, Malukas, 18th, Lundgaard, 19th, Sato, 20th, Johnson, 21st, Felix Rosenquist, 22nd, Kyle Kirkwood. Two laps down, 23rd, Alex Palou, 24th, Rinus VK, three laps down, and 25th, Devlin DeFrancisco. 16 laps down in 26th, Joseph Newgarden, in 27th place, and out of the race, Dalton Kellett at the GMR Grand Prix. Kyle Kirkwood, Graham Rahal getting together, Davey Hamilton.
Yeah, the rain is falling. I mean, in certain areas of this racetrack, it's starting to come down, and if you get these slicks wet, and then Graham just couldn't get slowed down, runs in the back of Kirkwood, spins him around, continues on, no yellow flag, but it's getting wet enough again. I don't see a rooster tail yet going down this front straightaway, but, you know, if it continues on, we're going to see pit stops momentarily.
And it's fascinating, Davey. Again, you look through the field through 13th place, Marcus Ericsson. Those were pretty much the drivers that, you know, decided to gamble, stay on the red. Some of them that went a lap down were the drivers that went to those rain tires, maybe went to them a little early.
Yeah, we went to them, but then, like I said, the majority, Rossi's the only one that had anything to lose, honestly. He was running up in that fifth, sixth, seventh position. The rest of the drivers, if they were lapped down or they were way in the back of the field, so they had nothing to lose, so they had to do it. It didn't work out their way. The rain didn't come when they wanted it to. But boy, it's messing up right now. These leaders, everybody needs to be careful right now.
Michael Young.
Scott Dixon nearly lost control. He is a lap down. That will allow Scott McLaughlin to get around. But boy, Pato Award was trying to get around McLaughlin. So now Scott Dixon beginning that struggle. This again is the battle for that second position. We got McLaughlin off of turn number 5 and 6. Then it's Pato Award and Simon Pagenaud.
Yep, it's a 3-car battle for that second spot down Holman Boulevard. McLaughlin's lead is about 4-car lengths, but Pato Award continues to charge. Latest breaker, maybe that car in fourth. That's Simon Pagenaud. Meanwhile, there's a car right in the middle of the racetrack. I think that might be Jimmy Johnson as those leaders try to navigate. Johnson throws it in reverse to back out of the way to not get hit by those cars. But, Jake, that was awful hairy in turn 10.
It was, and it's going to bring out a full course caution with Scott McLaughlin just ahead of Pato Award and Simon Pagenaud to put a bow tie on that trio we were talking about.
We'll see if pit road gets busy. 57 laps complete. Next time by of the 85 scheduled, Herta, McLaughlin, Award, Pagenaud, and Harvey the top five. Ilott, Power, Castroneves, Montoya, and Grosjean, the top 10 at the GMR Grand Prix.
Today's race is brought to you by Coors Light, the official beer of the NTT IndyCar Series. BorgWarner, official turbochargers of the NTT IndyCar Series. Racing Optics, the official aero screen and helmet tear-off of the NTT IndyCar Series. The American Dairy Association, winners drink milk. Safety Clean, official environmental service partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. And by Speedway, official fuel and convenience store of IndyCar.
What a way to start the month of May, Davey Hamilton.
Craziness, isn't it? I mean, it's been dry, wet, but so far this has really been a dry race. They only had rain tires on for a few laps, and that's the Colton Herta was able to really make a big difference. And they don't know what to do. I see Brian Herta, his dad, right now trying to decide, do we put wets on, do we put dries on? It was pouring rain just a second ago, Mark, but it looks like it stopped on pit lane now. So big gamble what to put on.
Well, we can look up and down pit road, though, Davey, just right outside of our window here on the front straightaway, and there are some teams that look
looks like they're going to gamble and come to pit road. And it looks like all of the leaders are among them, Davey.
Yeah, all the leaders are going to come in and take the chance. Scott Dixon is going to stay out just to try to get his lap back. And he will actually get his lap back at this point. But he's going to have to pit and go towards the back.
Rob Blackman on pit road. Rob?
Jack Harvey will be, again, talk about a quick change of thought. Just a moment ago, literally seconds ago, the rain tires were out for Jack Harvey's pit stop, but now they've decided to make the switch to red tires. So a last-second decision, Jack Harvey stays with red tires. He is down and away out of the pits, currently running P5.
Same story on my end. Rob Pozzo Awards team electing to go with the Reds instead. Last second. Same for Scott McLaughlin. Both of them are running in the top five. Award struggling to get out of his pit stall, spinning those tires on the wet concrete. He does rejoin, though.
Michael Young, give us the roll call as they come off of pit roads. Who's going to come off your leader?
Well, it's going to take a second for them to get there. And now begins the drag race to turn number one. And your winner will be Scott McLaughlin. He beat out Colton Herta by 2 car lengths. Pozzo Award. Then Simon Pagenaud, Jack Harvey will be in that fifth position. Willpower 6, Callum Ilott 7th, Romain Grosjean 8th, Connor Daly 9th, and Elio Castroneves, of all people, guys, will come out in that 10th position. But what a poor stop for the rest of this field as we see some of the back markers come in. Man, what a change in this event here with just a couple of minutes to go. Well, we got a little bit of time left, Mark, but man alive, have we seen a race today.
How about Scott McLaughlin tiptoeing off of pit road?
Yeah, Randy, almost as you've seen, the pit lane, it rained here pretty hard, Mark, and it definitely wet. But as they get towards the back, it's, you know, pretty dry. But he really got sideways. You could have taken out him and Colton. Both, they were almost side by side.
Well, let's go back to pit road. Ryan Marine.
My goodness. That switch last second to go from wets to dries on that pit stop for so many, if not all, that came in. That was because it had stopped raining. It had for a few minutes, and just like that, within the last 20 seconds, raindrops and big ones are coming down, at least here in the North Pits.
Up and down day for Kyle Kirkwood. Rob Blackman, is it down now?
No, it is down and out. He is being rolled back to the garage area. Unfortunately, I didn't get the update on what exactly the problem is, but yes, Kyle Kirkwood's day is done.
Ton of cars getting a wave around, Davey.
Yeah, they are getting a wave around. I was almost going to see if Colton and McLaughlin, if they were going to pit again just to come in while they could, while they got the wave around of all the lap cars, Scott Dixon making his lap up, plus a lot of other drivers. So I thought, well, it may be interesting. I think that those leaders might come and get rain tires on. And now if I'm the guy cycling back through, I'm going to come in and get those rain tires. It's wet out there right now.
Let's go around the course, get an update on the conditions, starting with Michael Young.
Well, it's starting to rain a little bit heavier than it has at any moment of this event. Field now making their way into turn number one. Again, McLaughlin, your leader, and then Colton Herta. The drops were just kind of spitting, but now it's kind of drizzling here at turn number one. Rinus VK, that car comes to a rest down in the exit of turn number three, actually in the entrance of turn number three. So VK has spun around again about 20 yards before the place that he spun earlier in this race with contact. But Nick Yeoman, we have seen a little bit of everything. Sunshine, it was really humid. Now it's basically spitting rain from the west. What's it doing on top of the pagoda?
I mean, it's bizarre. It changes every couple of minutes. The wind has picked up. You can start to hear a steady rainfall coming down. I mean, this race win is sitting there on the silver platter for somebody, but I'm not sure anyone knows what the correct strategy should be. It's going to be Scott McLaughlin up front, but again, it is a steady, steady rainfall. And the craziest thing, Jake, is I look to your position there in oval turn two. I see pretty light skies to your back. It's wild here at Indianapolis.
Yeah, those light skies are over downtown, which is still some 3.5 miles behind me. What I see just before me is, in fact, still some moisture. In fact, it's coming down right now, and it seems as though the outer line in the exit of turn number 10, it is absolutely moisture. Now, as they come through, they're not at speed, so I can't see any rooster tails just yet, but I don't think that it would be an exaggeration to say that's a possibility when they get back under speed. The other issue, Mark, is simply the wind. It is intermittent, but when it does kick up here, it does so with a furious guster, and that has had a couple of times where we have seen that, and that could be a challenge, I would think, as they drive through this area.
Pit Road, Ryan Marine.
Alexander Rossi and Brian Barnhart, they're trying it again. It didn't work the first time, but now they do come down pit lane, take the Reds off, and go to Wetz. They topped him off with Speedway Racing fuel as well. We'll see if it works better the second time than it did the first, when the rain just did not come, and it seems like it is coming down harder than it was that first time around.
Rob Blackman.
Connor Daly, the same can be said for Connor Daly. The Reds are about to come off. And let's go to turn two.
Sorry, Rob, that Colton Herta came in as well. Colton Herta comes onto pit road. So, Davey, everybody decided to go back to their original plan to go to those weather tires.
Yeah, and a lot, you know, quite a few cars stayed out. That's pretty surprising that all the leaders, McLaughlin stayed out, Award stayed out, Ilock, Grosjean, Herta was the first one to pit. I expect to see Herta just fly by those guys in front. That track is really wet right now.
Car very slow, exiting turn number two. Is that the 48, Michael Young?
Indeed, it's Jimmy Johnson. He spun out as he left pit lane. Now we see Colton Herta come out. Also Simon Pagenaud, Will Power. They all made stops again. So too Jack Harvey. There's the machine of Connor Daly, Elio Castroneves, then Juan Pablo Montoya, and Marcus Ericsson. These drivers that have been running in the back all day, Tatiana Calderon, they may still be in this thing by the time it's over.
Interesting to note, Davey Hamilton, McLaughlin, Award, Ilott, and Grosjean, the top four, they appear to still be on the Reds.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that they didn't come in and pit. I'm going to have a feeling they're going to do it this time. It's going to cycle this thing around where Herta is going to be the one. They're doing a masterful job of the pits. They went ahead, came in, put those rain tires on. That, you know, they need to go thank VK for spinning out right there, because if that yellow didn't come out or he didn't spin out, that it would be going green and they would put him at a huge disadvantage. So timing was perfect for that team.
So 62 laps complete this time by, and again it's McLaughlin, Award, Ilott, and Grosjean, and Grosjean of those cars. Again, they're on the Reds. Herta is currently running fifth. The rest of these drivers are on the weather tires. That's Herta, Pagenaud, Power, Harvey, Daly, Castroneves through 10th. 11th, Montoya, 12th, Erickson, 13th, Calderon, 14th, Dixon, 15th, Rossi, 16th, Maluka, 17th, Rosenquist, 18th, Sato, 19th, Rahal, 20th, Christian Lundgaard, a lap down in 21st, Alex Palou, 22nd, Jimmy Johnson, two laps down in 23rd, DeFrancesco, 24th, Rinus VK, out of the race, Kyle Kirkwood, 25th. Joseph Newgarden has now leapfrogged over Dalton Kellett. He's 15 laps down, Davey, but he can pick up a couple of more positions, at least one more, if he's able to get over Kyle Kirkwood. He's got to do it in about, 10 laps?
10 laps, yeah. He has got 10 laps so to be able to do that, but what a payoff for him to do that. I mean, you just never give up. That's what championships are all about.
Yeah, and again, points up for grabs in qualifying, points up for grabs for the 500. So he can get right back.
Oh, he can get right back. You know, the points have been so mixed up. We haven't talked about it a lot, Mark, but right now, the number three car, McLaughlin. Oh, Colton Herta. Oh, no, who is that off? No, not Colton. I think that is Grosjean. Looks like he may have went off. It's crazy out there, right? And by the points right now has McLaughlin back in the points lead. And then second place, Will Power. Third place is Pato Award. The big loser on this, leading this going in, was Palou.
Right.
And Palou has now dropped down to that fourth position.
Yeah, he would be 39 points back. And one of the reasons why we haven't talked much about the points is because every time we'd start to discuss it, it would change.
Yeah, and it would rain. And not rain, it would change. It's been all over the map, but pretty interesting. Right?
Well, this gives you an idea just how difficult the job is of being a race strategist and the relationship and the trust you have to have between that strategist and the driver.
Well, and that's exactly right. And one thing about this race, I think, I don't know if it's strategy or just pure luck or just kind of throwing it all up the air, because strategy is like with the same condition of the track, when we're going to pit, how to overtake, undertake, and right now with this, it's just a crapshoot.
This is the craziest race I've seen.
Oh, without a doubt. I haven't seen anything like this for a while. I don't even know what to say. I mean, we're so lost up here on what's going to happen, but I do think so far Colton Herta in that, throwing him in that third position is in the catbird seat, because where we stand, it's soaking wet out there.
Rinus VK comes to pit road, and VK two laps down. An update from Michael Young in turn one.
Yeah, quickly, Davey Hamilton, it saw Romain Grosjean go off, but Colton Herta went off as well at the exit of turn number two. He drove in the grass, then brought that car back on. Grosjean then followed suit and got off track. This is going to be a very interesting restart as, guys, it has stopped raining here in turn number one.
Wow, that's interesting, Davey, that it has stopped raining. And again, as we mentioned, you go, first and second place running Pato Award are on Reds, Davey. Romain Grosjean is running sixth. He's on the Reds. And check that, Grosjean is being shown in third. So the top three still on Reds.
Still on Reds. Now, this front straightaway, they're not going to have a good time whatsoever down this front straightaway. Now, the back part of the track seems to be a little bit drier and stopped raining. So I don't know if they can get this front straightaway dry, but we'll just have, it's and we got to remember it's a timed race too, Mark, so we got to keep an eye on that.
So Here we go. Looks like the clock has started now, Davey, and we are essentially down to 20 minutes left in this race. So 20 minutes left to complete this GMR Grand Prix.
Yeah, so, you know, we're not going to get the full amount of laps, so we're going so there may not be any more pit stops. I mean, 20 minutes is going to be interesting to see if they can make it on fuel, but, you know, it's just a gamble on tires. Are those few cars on the red slick tires going to make it work, or is it going to be the rain tires that win this thing?
Yeah, there's 22 laps to go, and given the lap times and the fact that we expect there might be another caution or two, that's kind of why we could see 19 minutes and 30 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah, that's right. So, man, it's like right now, I think I want those rain tires. Matter of fact, I'm sure I do, but it depends on when it goes back to green flag racing. And if it goes back and this track actually dries off and you wear those red or the rain tires out, maybe the slicks are better. But as we, where we are, Mark, down this front straightaway, it's really, really wet down this front straightaway.
And as it stands right now, we are going back to a full course yellow condition.
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly why that is. I thought it was going to be green. Now, that helps the guys on slicks for sure, but like I say, all it takes is just a little more rain on this track, and they're going to be in big trouble.
Colton Herta has led 41 laps today. Marcus Ericsson led 10 laps. Scott McLaughlin has led 4. Felix Rosenquist, 4. And Pottawa Ward has led 3. Improvement on the day. Simon Pagenaud was plus 15. How about Juan Montoya? Pit strategy has fallen his way and the timing of it. Montoya is plus 13. Pretty good run for Tatiana Calderon. She's plus 13. Scott McLaughlin is plus 10. And Colton Herta is plus 10. So we've had 6 cautions for a total of 29 laps. And Davey told you about the points and how jumbled they are. Scott McLaughlin, if this thing finishes the way it is right now, although that's in doubt because of the tire situation, McLaughlin would be in front by 29 points over his teammate Will Power. Pottawa Ward would be third, some 37 points back. That indicates what kind of a crazy day
yeah,
it's been.
Yeah, and McLaughlin, he could either win this race or finish, you know, 20th because of the tire situation and the weather situation. We just don't know if it's going to work out for him or not. But right now, if it was the end, he's looking like he's in good shape.
Hey, join us live, IndyCar app powered by NTT Data, racecontrol.indycar.com, along with timing and scoring, IndyCarRadio.com, the Mixler app, TuneIn Premium, SiriusXM 160, and all IndyCar races are on a radio station near you. Now, all those apps and those streaming services, we want you to join us next week. Preparations for the 106th running of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. We will be live, streaming, practice each and every day from the world's greatest race course. It'll be Jake Query, Nick Yeoman from 12 to 3. Jake Query and Michael Young from 12 to 3. Yours truly, Nick Yeoman from 3 to 6. Then, of course, Davey, qualifying, including a knockout qualifying format, as we've got a spin, Jake Query.
And the spin is none other than the leader, Scott McLaughlin. Now, we shall see what exactly that means because of the fact that it happened behind the pace car. As a matter of fact, he's able to get back up and is going to work his way to the front, but nobody made contact with him. That was the important thing. It was Scott McLaughlin that got loose. Now, I should mention, Mark, when they come through here off of turn number 10 onto what we know is the south end of the oval, it is straight up rooster tail sprays at this point. There is standing water, essentially, that they are going through. So that's going to be one of the things to negotiate once we get back to speed.
And Davey, a little disjointed trying to get this thing restarted.
I don't even know where to go. I mean, I'm glad, you know, race control is a tough job no matter what. But I'm glad I'm not in race control today. Scott McLaughlin out in the front, they're just trying to test the grounds, really. So when the restart was to come, just to know kind of what he had, and just so wet, he slid up, kind of gassed a little bit, just lost it up in that wet area.
Boy, he's some guys running behind him are very, very fortunate. And among those, Pottawa Ward, who cycles to the lead now, Davey.
Yeah, he cycles to the lead, and you're right. I mean, luckily he spun out of the way of the cars behind him, so they got by him clearly, no damage to them. Looks like he has to go towards the back. I don't know if he gets penalized a few spots, but he's obviously moved back behind his other teammate, Will Power. Power right now is running that fifth position, but I don't know if they penalized him for a spin and go on or what the situation is, but he's still going to the back.
Yeah, he continues to move back a little bit. He slipped behind Grosjean, I think maybe Daly, and we'll see once they clear the timing and scoring loop how far that he has to cycle back in. Talking about Scott McLaughlin, who was hoping that the tire strategy would work out for him. Again, the clock continues to roll. We are down to about 15 minutes remaining in this GMR Grand Prix here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to kick off the month of May.
I'm going to think right now that Pato Ward leading this race at this point under yellow on those red slicks would do anything in his power to, like, how can I not lose this spot and have rain tires on my car right now?
Right.
Doing all he can to keep heating those tires, try to dissipate the best he can, but try to get that track dry. He's hoping it dries out faster than it is. But I think that him and Jimmy Johnson, who is, by the way, laps down, are just going to get ate up when this green flag come out.
Well, Jimmy Johnson is two laps behind him. Johnson is on the rain tire. I should say he's two laps down as the pace car is in. And it looks like that we are ready to go back to racing. And as he tries to climb into throttle, Pato Ward, that thing is wiggling all over the place. Colton Herta comes off at turn number 14. He's going to make a strong run up the straightaway as rooster tails start to fly. Green flag flies, and the front two are nose to tail, but Colton Herta goes to the inside.
Yeah, Pato Ward may be a sitting duck. Indeed, he is. Colton Herta on those wet tires will dive below Pato Ward. Let's see if Pato can negotiate turn number one. Indeed, he does. Simon Pagenaud in that third position, but man, Pato Ward is really wiggling. Nearly spotted the exit of turn number two as the field is all bunched up at the exit of turn number three now, but Colton Herta in the catbird seat, we have a collision at the exit of turn number three. We have three cars off. Scott McLaughlin, one of those, as he sits at the middle of turn number three. Still green, actually now under caution. Nick Yeoman, we couldn't even get it started.
It is Colton Herta, though, who gets to turn seven first. Pato Ward somehow, some way, slipped and slide, and Mark Janes looks like he's, for now, going to hold on to that second position.
Alexander Rossi, Scott Dixon also among those involved, Davey.
Yeah, just once he turned around, everybody just kind of scattered and went all over the place, and rain seems to be coming down again, so this is definitely, with 13 minutes left time to this race and the rain coming, that saves Colton Herta. He's not going to have a challenge whatsoever, other than if Simon Pagenaud or Will Power behind him just have a better car in the wet.
So let's hear from Colton Herta. We're going to add something, a new mix to the proceedings, if you will. Let's get a little in-car conversation between Colton Herta and Brian Herta.
Is it going to dry out? I don't think so. I think it's too wet, bud. I think we should come now. Okay, nice and easy, nice and easy. Careful here. 3, 2, 1, in. Okay, you're clear. All clear out. All clear. Fast lane.
I think this is the right call. I truly do.
I know. I'm with you on this, bud. I really think this is right also.
That's great insight, Davey, between Colton Herta and Brian Herta discussing the tire strategy.
Yeah, not easy, but Brian's on top of it. He's called so many great races. As a racing driver, he knows what it's like to drive these cars in the wet, and I think he has a huge advantage of being the strategist, knowing what it's like to be behind that wheel. And, without these rain tires in the wet, you're a sitting duck.
Few people may remember the role he played in how dominant that AGR super team was, because initially he was a test driver for that team and he was the guy that could speak the language to everybody.
Yeah, no, he was so talented and just and able to develop the cars. He had great teammates and it seemed like everything that he did, it helped those drivers.
Yeah.
And the bad side of that is he didn't get the wins that all the other drivers did, or the credibility. He was obviously fast, but he didn't get the wins like, you know, his teammates did at that team.
He did get one win at Kansas when he subbed for the injured Dario Franchitti,
yeah, that's right.
If you remember.
Yeah,
that's when they went to four cars.
That's right. That's when they went to four cars, and that gave him a big boost. He obviously a great driver, and now that, you know, they seen that and knew that Colton's a great driver too, and so that Andretti team snagged him as well.
And I mean, you stop and think about the difference that he's made and the impact that he's had on the career of a number of drivers. I think Alexander Rossi would tell you.
Well, Alexander Rossi, a bit. One of them, but then, you know, Dan Weldon. You know,
right.
I mean, he's got some 500 wins with some. With some really great race drivers, and obviously they, and we'll see what Pato Ward. He's in that second position right now. It's soaking wet out there, still hanging on. But you got to remember, at this point, Pato's probably just hoping for this race, a timed race with just almost a little over 10 minutes left.
Yeah, where the clock continues to roll, and the time is down to 10 minutes and 45 seconds remaining in this one, and there's just a handful of cars, Davey. is still stuck on those reds, and right now that's what they are. They're stuck. I mean, they can't. There's really nothing much they can do.
Yeah, Pato Award at this time is just along for the ride. He has to keep them on. But you know, some other great strategies in this race you got to look at down through the. Is Simon Pagenaud started way in the back. He got the strategy right. Connor Daly. He started fourth this race, Mark. We got to remember he went back to about 20th or in that area and worked his way back. Great strategy for them. But how about Juan Montoya?
That veteran, my goodness.
Yeah, finds himself in that sixth position. Elio Castroneves started 21st, I think, today.
Yeah.
Finds himself in that eighth position. So a lot of those drivers in the back just played it smart. They got the strategy right. They put the tires on when they needed, and they worked their way towards the front.
Well, Pagenaud is plus 17. Montoya is plus 17. Herta is plus 13. And Castroneves is plus 11. Erickson is plus 11. Erickson is now rebounded as a 7.
Yeah, Erickson, right. I mean, after he led some laps and just didn't have the tires were just absolutely wore out, couldn't hold that lead. But right now, he's in a good position, that 7th spot.
Under 10 minutes to go in this race, and Jimmy Johnson that was up among the front runners, Davey, it looks like they've moved him to the rear of the field.
Yeah, you know, no, right now, it's game on, right? And so Jimmy has nothing nothing to gain by staying where he is in that lap traffic. Just put him towards the back of the field. Let the drivers going for the win and for placing positions in front of him, and just let Jimmy try to hold on to finish this race.
If Joseph Newgarden at the end of the season wins the championship by a point, if he completes one more lap, he could maybe point to this race day, because I think he will improve one position over Kyle Kirk.
Yeah, that's right. He will. And that's, you know, what a smart move by that Penske team to get him back in that car and get back on the racetrack.
Michael Young.
Yeah, quickly an update. How wet is it out here? Well, Scott McLaughlin's on the Reds. He's the reason for this caution. He is having a hard time catching the rear of the field. That's how wet it is out here.
And Ottawa Ward, Davey, just spun down in the south end of the racetrack.
He sure did, Mark, and that's back to, you know, he's just trying to figure it out, and, you know, with just over 8 minutes left now, that's not what he needed. He was in that second position. Simon Pagenaud now is going, come on, man, let's get a green going, because last time it rained here, I won this race. I had something to see if he has anything for Colton Herta. We're yet to see, but they both have rain tires on. And how about our pole sitter, Will Power? I don't know if he's led a lap. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure he has not led a lap, Will Power, and so from starting from the pole, finds himself crawled back up in that third position.
And more importantly, if things stand as they are, which they may very well, Will Power would go into preparations for the 106th Indianapolis 500 with a points lead by 17 points.
Yeah, how about that? That's amazing, right? Gaining three positions right now. Pelot losing one, only one at this point. You know, Pelot, that's another one that hadn't had the best of days, but he's trying to rebound the best he can, but he's in that 21st position.
So that would be two races where going into the race, the points leaders would be guys who haven't won races.
That's right. Exactly right. So that tells you, consistency is it. It's all about making sure that you finish the races, be as fast as you can, not make mistakes. And right now, there's still a lot of mistakes that could be made with this wet racetrack.
Clock showing 7.5 minutes remaining. Herta, Pagenaud, Power, awarded daily top five. Lights out on the pace car. Montoya, sixth. Erickson, seventh. Castroneves, eighth. Grosjean is ninth. Ilott is 10th. Sato, 11th. Rosenquist, 12th. Malukas, 13th. 14th, Lundgaard. 15th, Harvey. 16th, Dixon. 17th, Rossi. 18th, Calderon. 19th, Rahal. 20th, McLaughlin. A lap down, 21st, Pelot. Jimmy Johnson, 22nd. Two laps down. Two laps down, DeFrancesco, 23rd. Same for VK, who's 24th. Newgarden is now 25th, 15 laps down. Kirkwood is 26th, out of the race. Dalton Kellett is out of the race as they make their way through the south end of the racetrack, and hopefully, we will get back to green flag conditions here at the GMR Grand Prix as we have 6.5 minutes remaining on the clock, and given the times that they'll be turning in the wets, Davey, what do we got? Maybe three laps?
Yeah, that's right.
It all?
Yeah, right. They may get four in at the most, I'm going to have to think, and that's if no more yellows come out. And, here comes Pato. Just waited too late, you know. I mean, he has no choice. It's just too wet out there. But we'll see. Right now, Colton Herta has things under control. We'll just see what Simon Pagenaud could do, see if he's got a better handling rain race car. Now, one thing that Colton Herta is trying to do, put him in that mist.
Top three got some separation.
separation, Michael, into turn number one.
Yeah, Colton Herta about eight car lengths over Simon Pagenaud. Then it's Will Power in that third position. Then Connor Daly struggles in the fourth position. Juan Montoya will try to tuck underneath Connor Daly. Connor struggling to get back under speed. That again, the battle for the fourth position. But now we see Will Power trying to move around as well. So battles all over this place, but Colton Herta with a comfortable lead.
It's an eight car length advantage, but keep in mind, a few years ago, Simon Pagenaud won an absolute thriller in the rain right here on the road course. So he had to track down and pass Scott Dixon that day. Now he's going to try to get Colton Herta. It's about eight car lengths into turn number seven. Rooster tails flying off those cars. It's Herta, Pagenaud, and Power through the S's.
And that's going to be the issue, I think, Nick, when they come off of turn number 10, are those rooster tails and how much Colton Herta can put a spray on the car behind him. Right now he has a sizable gap. Then it's Pagenaud. That water really comes up. Herta now works his way into turn number 12. Then behind him it's Pagenaud. You wait just a little bit before Power and then Daly. They work their way now, the leaders. Colton Herta off at turn number 12.
Castro Neves, Sato, and Montoya, Ilott back in the pack from about sixth on back. And now that the dust has stopped, the rain has settled a little bit where we can see. Dust left us a long time ago, Davey. It's Juan Montoya currently running in the sixth position as the leaders head back to turn number one.
Yeah, Colton Herta. These are the biggest rooster tails we've seen all afternoon. He's about a second and a half over Simon Pagenaud. Then Will Power in that third position. He will break cleanly. Connor Daly now in turn number four. And look who's on the attack. Here comes Marcus Ericsson for that fourth position. Takuma Sato will drive deep into turn number one. Nearly takes out Juan Montoya. But that battle again for the fourth position. It's Connor Daly, Marcus Ericsson, who started deep in this field, trying to get around. Connor Daly makes his way through turns five and six, and here comes Marcus Ericsson.
Ericsson gets a good charge through the switchback. He'll get to the rear wing of Connor Daly and try to move left or right to try to find some vision. He'll move left to the inside. Does he try to outbreak Connor Daly? He's going to give it a try. They'll go wheel to wheel into turn number seven. Ericsson has the inside. He has the advantage. He has the spot. Marcus Ericsson gets around Connor Daly in turn seven.
And Colton Herta has already set up now for turn number 12. It is standing water, literally almost white water down towards the bottom of the racetrack. Taking a look back now at Marcus Ericsson. He is distanced from Connor Daly. A little bit further back, it's Juan Montoya and Felix Rosenquist. Mark, all of a sudden, it is a flurry of activity here on the south end.
Yeah, we picked up that battle of the south end on our monitor, too. That's the battle for the sixth position between Juan Montoya and Felix Rosenquist. They are hopeful of tracking down Connor Daly, who lost a position to Marcus Ericsson. Meanwhile, back up front, it's Herta, Pagenaud, Power, then Ericsson, then Daly. Marcus Ericsson with some breathing room now. Michael Young, he's fourth. Connor Daly is fifth. And then it's Rosenquist, Montoya with Takuma Sato trying to gather it back.
Yeah, that battle for that sixth position. There we see Felix Rosenquist, and here comes Takuma Sato. He will get easily around Juan Montoya, but it will drive in too deep and lose ground. Now Takuma Sato will have to tuck back in underneath the rear wing of Juan Montoya. That will allow Felix Rosenquist to check out. So in this rain, several of these drivers try to negotiate. Nick Yeoman, this day belongs to Colton Herta if he can keep it together for a couple of more minutes.
Yeah, but behind, it is a lot of fun watching a pair of drivers with a combined age in the 80s, Montoya and Sato, both Indy 500 winners and both slugging it out, trying to get into the sixth position. Up front, though, Jake, things looking clear, despite not from the skies, for Colton Herta.
I'll tell you what, there is literally accumulated water. It would technically be at the bottom of the racetrack if you're speaking in the terms of the oval, but when they go through there, like, for example, as Marcus Ericsson does just now, if you go too hot, you can literally kind of slide across it. Oh, it almost got Felix Rosenquist. Now, all of a sudden, it does get another one further behind. I believe that might be Juan Montoya. Mark, I'll let you ID it, but one of the cars got loose in that water, made contact with the outside wall just prior to turn number 12.
And that is the car of Juan Montoya, and that is a damaged race car. Davey, damage to the left front. A promising day goes away for Juan Montoya as we have a full course caution.
And it's going to end the race. It's going to be it. Yeah, it's going to be that. That's it. Time's up, and Colton Herta is going to be our winner.
How about that? Colton heard a Davey. He said it in the pre-race show that he was hoping for rain because he felt like that was his best chance to win. And I go all the way back to the beginning, Davey, when he made the call to come onto pit road for tires before anyone
else. Yeah, he was the first one, and that put him from 14th to second, and then in one lap he went to first. So yeah, we really gained him the lead, and then he just never gave it up. They had good strategy. They put the wets on when they, or the rains on, and they stuck with it. This was really a dry, or then they put the dries on. It was a dry race right here till the end, and they even made a mistake by putting dries on, but fortunately for VK spinning, it got them a chance to come in and put the wets on. A
couple of unforced errors for that kid, Davey. He kind of needed this win, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, a couple unforced errors. You know, the great thing with that does, it's going to give him a big boost coming into the month of May for the Indy 500. It shoots him from way, he gained six, he was 12th in points, or he was 11th in points, moves him to sixth, only 38 points out, so good run for him. But how about Will Power? Hasn't won a race yet, but it's leading these points.
Yeah, and I think from Colton Herta's perspective, I don't think he lacks confidence, and I think not only does it give him momentum, but winning creates momentum among the race team, and they have to feel awfully good about their chances. The white flag's going to fly this time by for Colton Herta, and the fans that are here, the heartiest of fans who have remained throughout this inclement weather, Michael Young, they're standing and waving their hats in salute for Colton Herta.
Yes, indeed they are. They have stood tall this entire time through the rain. You wanted a rain race, well, you got one today, and we talk about this young man. Ken, does he crumble under the pressure? He did in Nashville. Then he did it again in Long Beach, but of the most adverse conditions, he managed them today masterfully. The young Colton Herta will sweep his way through turn number three under this caution. He drove a whale of a race today with his race strategist, Brian Herta, his father. He will make his way through turns five and six for the final time. Nick Yeoman, hats off to Colton Herta today.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and we've got to call this final lap because we've seen guys spinning under caution all day long. The good news, though, for Colton Herta, made the right call to get on those wet weather tires, and now he's just a few corners away. He's had a hard time closing the deal on race wins, but looks like he's finally going to get it done here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Of course, Simon Pagenaud sitting in that second position. How about Will Power? He's about to go 5-for-5 with top four finishes to start the season, but Jake, it looks like it's going to be the Herta family, Brian and Colton, who are going to win the day here at Indianapolis.
Give a lot of credit to Colton Herta because he put himself in the advantageous position of being up front when that water really started to accumulate. You could see it. You could absolutely see it when these cars would come through that everybody all of a sudden just kind of had to tiptoe. It's as if that 9-degree, 12-minute banking of the oval here just pushed all that water down to the bottom of the racetrack, and after two laps, they knew it was there, and they knew they had to tiptoe through. But for Colton Herta, he was able to do so with a clean racetrack in front of him because he put himself in position to be up front, and up front is where he is now, behind the pace car that continues to flash its lights. One more right-hand turn, mark for Colton Herta.
Well, who knows what or where the future holds for this talented young driver, but the here and now is the fact that he is the winner. He sees the twin checkers at Colton Herta wins the 2022 GMR Grand Prix here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Simon Pagenaud is second. Will Power is third. Marcus Erickson is fourth. And Connor Daly completes the top five. Full field rundown. Colton Herta, your winner. Simon Pagenaud, second. Will Power, third. Marcus Erickson, fourth. Connor Daly, fifth. Ethan's Rosenquist, sixth. Callum Ilott, seventh. Gumisato, eighth. Christian Lundgaard, ninth. And Scott Dixon, tenth. Alexander Rossi, 11th. David Malukas, 12th. Jack Harvey, 13th. Elio Castroneves, 14th. Tatiana Calderon, 15th. 16th. Graham Rahal, 17th. Pato Award, 18th. Scott McLaughlin, lap down at 19. Roman Grosjean, 20th. Alex Palou, out of the race. Juan Montoya, 21st. 23rd. 22nd, rather. Devlin DeFrancesco, 23rd. Jimmy Johnson and Rinus VK, 24th. Joseph Newgarden did gain a position late. He finishes 25th, was 15 laps down out of the race in 26th. Kyle Kirkwood, 27th. Dalton Kellett, 6 leaders, 11 lead changes. Colton Herta led 50 laps on 3 occasions. Erickson led once for 10. McLaughlin led 5. Award led 5. Rosenquist, 4. There were 8 cautions for 30 laps. Simon Pagenaud, plus 18. Marcus Erickson, plus 14. Colton Herta plus 13 on the day. David Malukas plus 12. Scott Dixon plus 11. The points look like this headed to the 106th running of the Indianapolis 500. Will Power improves three positions. He's up by 16 points over Scott McLaughlin. Alex Palou slips two back to third. He is 16th point back. And fourth, 30 points back, is Joseph Newgarden. Fifth is Scott Dixon, 37 back, 38 back, Colton Herta. He's now up to sixth. Seventh is Pottawa Ward. Eighth is Erickson. And those are the top eight in points, separated by 53 points. Post-race festivities continue when we come back.
Man, I can't believe it. He's been rock stars all day. Good strategy, good calls, did everything, good for Bob. Thank you very much. Man, you nailed it. I think this is my most fun win ever. Let's bring it home, buddy. That's how you can start May, baby. Let's go. Thanks. Woo! So much for making it a little bit. Do it, and that was the winning move right there, buddy.
Victory lane, Colton Herta, Ryan Marine.
Congratulations from the entire team, and right now from Michael Andretti, the car owner. Colton Herta, seven wins now in your career. I'm not sure any of them were quite as crazy as this one. Strategy, so important. You guys were the first to go to the slicks, among the first to go to the wets, and always at the right time.
Yeah, you know, that's like the biggest thing in these conditions, going wet to dry, and not only being very, very on it in the changing conditions, but being the right ones to call when to switch. So fortunately, we were in the right position. I think we went from like 15th to first from that call, just pitting a lap earlier than everybody. So it was awesome. The Cambridge car was awesome. You know, Honda historically doesn't get a lot of wins here, so it's good to get one back from Chevy and give it to those guys. It's awesome.
That's right. It is the first Honda win of the season, Colton. These conditions, describe how difficult they were, because it was everything from bone dry to soaking wet and everything in between.
Yeah, it was, like you said, I hope it put on a good show, and it was very interesting. I know we had a lot of yellow laps, which, yeah, it wasn't easy. You know, guys were on slicks in the wet. That tends to happen. But, yeah, like you said, it was very difficult. And choosing the right time, like I said earlier, is the biggest thing. We did that right. And then the car was good in all conditions, which you never have. So I'm pretty sure that's a big part of why we won today also.
There was so much discussion and questioning about how the aero screen would perform in these conditions. What was it like?
There's a little bit of fogging at some point. And obviously, you don't usually get humid rain everywhere else, which you get it here. So it was raining for quite a while there, but it was still warm and humid out. So, yeah, that was probably a big factor in it. But other than that, it was fine. The spray obviously was on the windscreen, but it filtered off, and I didn't think there was any need for a wiper or anything like that, which I thought there was going to. So, no, it performed well. I give it a B+. There's some things that we can do better on it, but, yeah, we don't get a lot of wet races, so this is a good trial.
You got the big one coming up at the end of the month. Does this put some wind in the sails?
Yeah, I'm over the moon to kind of get the momentum rolling. And it looked like a lot of people had bad days that I wanted to have bad days. So I'm all happy about that. And yeah, hopefully we can continue this trend into the month of May. And who knows what will happen on Memorial Day weekend. But I'm excited for it.
Congratulations on the win. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
That's your race winner, GMR Grand Prix, Colton Herta.
Well, the observation a tad bit inappropriate, accurate nonetheless. Davey Hamilton, yeah. Let's take a look at the manufacturer standing. Chevrolet with another good race, although the rain kind of helped even things out a little bit. They take four of the top six spots. They lead 431 to 378.
Yeah, it's tightened it up a little bit, but that's good. It's still a tight race. Chevrolet still leads. Obviously, this is the Honda's first win of the season. But, you know, one thing with Colton, I mean, the kid, if you watch this race in its entirety, he was completely sideways. How he saved it a few times is his talent that saved him from spinning that car around, because I've seen IndyCar sideways, but not that sideways without turning around. So what an outstanding job he did. Seems like when things get tough, he bows up and gets tougher.
Let's pause 10 seconds for Stay Stand on Vacation. This is IndyCar Radio. Let's hear from Will Power. He finishes P3, but most importantly, Rob Blackman, he is the points leader going into the 106th Indianapolis 500.
Indeed, you are the points leader currently going into the 500, Will Power. Another top four finish for you, this time P3. But I can't imagine the other four races where you finished in the top four were anything like today.
Yeah, it was. They were just dropping like flies. I mean, It was such a hard choice, you know, whether to get those slicks, which could have been the best strategy out there, or go for the wets. And, you know, it was just, it's just crazy, this place. When you look around, it can be completely raining on the front stretch, and you go around the back stretch and around the back and it's completely dry. So it was really anyone's guess at, you know, what was going to happen there. But it got to a point where we were like, it's too wet. We're just going to get caught out. We need to take the wets.
And there were multiple times, not just on your pit box, but up and down pit lane, where maybe the sticker reds were laid out and at the last second were swapped out for the rain tires, or vice versa. It literally was a fly-by-your-seat-of-the-pants type of the day, was it not?
It was. This is an Indianapolis type day. I've had races here where it just, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for it to rain. It just doesn't rain. The cell just stops there, and there must be some sort of vortex in the speedway here. It doesn't allow weather.
Congratulations, Will. What a run. What a day.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, congratulations, Will Power, your points leader, heading in to the preparations for the Indianapolis 500. Again, your top 10, Herta, Pagano, Power, Erickson, and Daly, Rosenquist, Ilott, Sato, Lundgaard, and Scott Dixon. A special farewell when we come back. Might be more of a holiday song, Davey Hamilton, but for those of us that do this, it is the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what we do it for. This is the biggest one. Can't wait. I'm so excited. The month has started. Now we're going to go the other way around this racetrack, marking on the 2.5-mile oval, and we got a long few weeks, but can't wait for the 500.
And again, don't forget, folks, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 12 to 6, live coverage of the practice sessions and all the usual streaming outlets, and then flag-to-flag coverage of all the qualifying festivities on Saturday and Sunday. Of course, Carb Day, which we do our best to make it sound like an actual race. And then, of course, the 106th running of the Indianapolis 500. Nick Gilman, Davey Hamilton, and company set to bring you flag-to-flag coverage of that Indy Lights race that we had to call off and suspend temporarily, but they're going to run it here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. If you thought this was entertaining, that will be entertaining, too. The GMR Grand Prix at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway has been brought to you by American Medical Response, official partner of the NTT IndyCar Series, and the AMR IndyCar Safety Team. Firestone, the official tire of the NTT IndyCar Series, for driving IndyCar legends. By Speedway, official fuel and convenience store of IndyCar. Coors Light, cold as the Rockies, Coors Light is proud to be the official beer partner of the IndyCar Series. Coors Light, made to chill. By BorgWarner, official turbochargers of the NTT IndyCar Series. By Safety Clean, official environmental service partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. By the American Dairy Association, winners drink milk. By Chevrolet, official vehicle of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. By Ruoff Mortgage, for a fast mortgage process, apply online at ruoff.com. The Children's Foundation, proud sponsor of Racing for Kids. Indiana Donor Network, official partner of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Henchman Racing Uniforms, nothing fits like a henchman. The Indy Racing Experience, the fastest seat in sports. Racing Optics, the official aero screen and helmet tear-off of the NTT IndyCar Series. And by NTT, official technology and title partner of the NTT IndyCar Series. Our driver analyst today was Davey Hamilton. In the turns, Nick Gilman, Michael Young, and Jake Query. In the pits, Ryan Marine and Rob Blackman. Our chief engineer is Rick Evans, RF operations by Paul Levitt. Production assistance by Andrew Yeoman, Jake Robinson, and Laura Steele. Our spotters today, Darren King and Chad Platt. Our producer is Sam Rumza. The network director is Chris Pollack. This is Mark James inviting you to join us next weekend for two full days of qualifying for the greatest spectacle in racing. Then in 2 weeks, come right back here on all of these same outlets for the 106th running of the Indianapolis 500. We'll have live flag-to-flag coverage Sunday, May 29th, starting at 11 a.m. Eastern. And don't forget to click the follow button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Now stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Now stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
The preceding was an exclusive copyrighted presentation of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.